Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Today, but you know, like I always do about this time, I'm reloaded. Uh-oh. Damn it, man. Now, yeah. Yeah. Let's get the background music. Drums, please. Alright. Thanks everybody for tuning in the show. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks everybody. We're going to have a good show tonight, you feel me? It's Valentine's Day. I'm not going to rain on anybody's parade. I'm not going to rain on you happy motherfuckers' parade, okay? All you happy and love motherfuckers, whoop-de-doo, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a hater. Pump your brakes. I'm not a hater, all right? It's not my M.O. It's not what I do over here, all right? If anybody knows me, they know I'm not a hater. I got love for everybody. I want people to be happy. I want people to love hard, to play hard, have a good time, to care. I'm not a cruel, heartless, cold motherfucker. I'm not. Expecting a couple of new callers tonight. We'll see how this goes. My homie Blood Raw is going to be tuning in about approximately 30 minutes into the show. He's scheduled to call in at scheduled to call in at 8:30. You feel me? So that's when he's going to be calling into the show. And we're going to get the Blood Raw interview crunk up around that time, all right? Of course, you know, like with every show of mine that's on a Monday, I'm really going to limit your time today for Mashing Motherfucking Mondays, but I will not stop the show just because it's Valentine's Day, and this is because this is supposed to be a day of love. No. You can still get mashed on Valentine's Day. Yeah! It's nothing, K100. We still going in. Episode 157. Yeah, I almost forgot the fucking number of the episode that quick. I've been having a lot going on today. Upload music, sending out blasts, getting people to attend the show. You feel me? Valentine's Day. It's for lovers! Not friends. But we'll get into all that. We got that coming up. We got that popping off. We got the Blood Raw interview popping off. You feel me? Go play some of the music from the homie. We're going to ask him a couple questions about his career. He's doing a contest, he says. He's doing some kind of contest. Oh, yeah, I know what it is. He's got a project coming up called Chick Flick, and he's got people that's sending in their pictures and stuff to be on the cover. And so he's going to announce the winner tonight on K100 Internet Radio. So that should be interesting. We're going to call out, I think, we got to make sure, we're going to work this shit out live on the air. This is what niggas do. You see how niggas do, man? We're working out details live on the air. All I know is he's calling, we're playing the music, we're going to talk to him, and we're going to go in and go ham. You feel me? So stay tuned, hold on, stand by for that. All right? 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks to everybody that's tuning in on the phone lines. Everybody listening to me on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. I appreciate you. I really do. I'm over here getting wasted. I'm going to have me a good time tonight. For the next 2 hours, I'm all the way ham. No one can stop me. It's like that when you a boss. Mm-hmm. So I'm sipping good. Ah. Whew, that's strong. Ah. put on your chest, boy. So I'm sipping good. I'm chilling. I'm going to get ready to go ahead and tell you guys how this works. For those of you who've never tuned into the show, what you have to do is you have to call in at 347-934-0966. Now, if you want to talk to me, if you want to interact on the show, if you want me to come to your phone line, when you dial in, I know if this is your first time dialing in, there's a little prompt that says hit the number one on the keypad. The way this works is I can see you on my switchboard if you just dial in. But if you don't hit the number one on the keypad, I'll assume that you're just listening to the show, that maybe, you know what I'm saying, you ain't having enough money to throw Comcast a little chunk of change. And so you ain't got the internet, and so the only way you can catch K100 is on the phone line, which is cool, but I know you might be at work or you might not be the talk of the type. So I'll assume that you're just on the phone line checking out the show, which is good. I got love for everybody who calls in just to listen to the show. But if you want me to come to your phone line when you're asking questions, or, you know, when blood gets on the line with an interview and everything, you know, you got to make sure you hit the number one on the keypad if you want to talk, all right? That's how that works, okay? So make sure you listen to the prompts if this is your first time calling into the show, and hit the number one. You feel me? I answer my calls in the order that they are, in order that you hit number one. So if you've been sitting on the phone line for a whole hour, but then all of a sudden you hear something I say and you want to hit number one and think you're going to jump everybody that's already had their hand raised to hit number one when they first got on the line, not going to happen. So if you want to talk, make sure you hit number one as soon as you get on the line. So therefore, I'll come to your line. I'll come down. I just look down the list. So once you hit number one, make sure you're in a good area too, because if you hang up and call back in, well, then it throws you at the bottom. And that's not my fault. I can't do that. Sometimes if I have a lot of numbers on the line, I can't scroll down at the same time and host the show and do all this shit. So, you know, that's how that works, all right? But if you want to talk, make sure you hit the number one, okay? Before I go any further, I want to welcome all my first-time listeners. I want to welcome everybody that's checking out the show for the first time. And really want to give a special shout-out to everybody who calls the show regularly that's on the phone line. If you're listening on the internet, of course, I have no way of seeing who you are or that you're listening, but shouts out to you. And also, if you're listening to me via the podcast that we got going on in iTunes, I want to, again, thank you for that, and I appreciate it. So with that being said, let me go ahead and remind everybody that K100 Internet Radio, we're on Facebook, we're on MySpace, and we're on iTunes. Please look us up on all those platforms if you use any of them. If you're on Facebook, do a Facebook search for K100. Just type in K100, the letter K, the number 100, and you'll see K100 talking indie music. That's what we do over here. We're a talk show, but we're also an independent artist platform. We spin music. We give artist interviews. We give underground independent artists a chance to shine and get their shine on. That's what we're about over here. If you don't know, my name is Blizzum. I'm the CEO of Chainless Entertainment. 10 years strong in the game, plenty of projects in the streets to beef up the repertoire and the resume. You feel me? This is what we do over here at Chainless, also besides K100. We put records out. We do music. We got producers on the team, artists on the team. You feel me? And all kinds of stuff. We do video and everything, all right? Make sure you also Google me, B-L-I-Z-M, if you don't know who I am. And check out the latest video that I got called Bet the House. Just came out last month. World premiere last month on New Year's. You feel me? That's ill. You know what I'm saying? Check that out. Also, we're on MySpace, myspace.com/K100radio. All right? myspace.com/K100radio. If you're still on MySpace, I'm still on MySpace, but if you're still really active on MySpace, that's cool. I got nothing but love for you. Just look us up on there and goddamn add us as a friend. I can't even front. I don't even be fucking with the MySpace. I am totally neglecting the MySpace. But that's why I got the software that link up to MySpace with the Facebook. So when I say it on Facebook, it go on MySpace, and they ain't got to log on to that whack shit no more. Sorry, MySpace. You're losing. You waited too late to change your format, man. You waited too late. You should have bit Mark as soon as he dropped Facebook. You got caught slipping. Yeah. Also, want to remind everybody that we're a podcast in the podcast section in the iTunes store. We're a podcast in the podcast section in the iTunes store. Look us up. Check us out, all right? All you got to do is if you got an Apple device like an iPod or an MP3 player from them guys, or like an iPhone, iPad, anything that uses the iTunes software, just your computer at home, if you sign up for our free, once again, totally free podcast inside of iTunes. Every time you plug up your portable device, every time you plug up an iPhone an iPod, an iPad, or anything like that right there, it automatically downloads the last episode of K100 and any subsequent episode that you click on, all right? So if this is your first time checking out the show and you want to do some catching up, say you like the show, and you want to do some catching up on some of the episodes, you feel what I'm saying? Subscribe to our podcast in the iTunes store, you dig? And just hit subscribe. And if you got an MP3 player, iPhone, or iPad, anything, when you plug it in there, man, it automatically downloads it every time you hit sync and every time you charge your phone up. I use it. That's the best way to grab K100 on the go if you can't catch us live. Of course, once again, we air live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Once again, Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. That's Eastern time. That's East Coast time, New York time, Atlanta time. You feel what I'm saying? All right? That's 7 to 9 for all my people in the Bay. In Bay County, what's happening? I see some of y'all on the phone line early. I must want to holler at the homie. You just want to listen in. It's all good. He'll be here about 8:30, he said. You know what I mean? Give about 20 minutes. Check in with me. Or we're going to get the Blood Raw interview live in effect. All right? Also want to remind all the other artists that's listening to this show. All right? All of a sudden now, you know, you maybe just the first time you just had a chance to listen to the show or whatever, what have you. If this is your first time checking me out, the way that you can get your interview on, the way that you can get your music on K100 Internet Radio, is all you have to do is send me your music in an MP3 format. Not WAVE, not AIFF, and not fucking Windows Media. How many times I get Windows Media files? Pay attention, follow instructions. MP3 format, send it to K100Radio@gmail.com. The letter K, the number 100, the word radio. K100Radio@gmail.com. That's where you send your music in order for me to check it out and see if we can get you up on the show, schedule you an interview, get your shine on. Once again, everybody who listens to the show know I only play independent artists. All right? I do not run cats that you're hearing on your FM station watching on 106 in Park. Why the fuck would I do that? Them niggas is not coming to my show. I don't know these motherfuckers. And furthermore, they got a budget. Thus, you get no love in the independent world. Over here at K100, it's what I do. I'm about the independence. I play good shit. Of course, artists, if your music sounds like shit, well, then that's a whole other story. Alright? Yeah, that I'm not going to be able to do. Because you know what you do with shit, you flush it. Alright? So make sure your music is good. Okay? Don't send me some shit that you know the reason why nobody plays it is because it's fucking whack. It sounds like shit. I'm not playing it either. You ain't gonna fuck up my show. What the hell wrong with you? Alright? Damn, man. Y'all rush. I swear, man. They be trying the hell out your dog. Like, I'm just gonna play anything. Like, I ain't got no standards around this bitch. Not happening. Send me some good music. You get on the show. Of course, you have to promote K100 also on your page and your Twitter and all that. But we're gonna talk that when we talk. And if you don't do that, I'm still not playing shit. Send it in. K100radio@gmail.com. Moving right along. Episode 157. Ah. 347-934-0966. I'm waiting for Blood to call in and get on the line. You feel what I'm saying? Whenever he gets on the phone line, we'll work that out. Make sure he's actually on the line. You know what? I gotta go back. I gotta look through my phone. You feel what I'm saying? And make sure I got the homie's phone number. Hold on a second. Cause I gotta make sure he's on the line. Hold on, y'all. Give me a second. Yeah, cause like I don't even know his number by heart, so I'm looking through my phone right now. Okay. I see. So when I see this number, alright. Alright, Blood, so whenever you call in, I know who you are. Okay, now. Anyway, move right along. Episode 157, alright? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Alright? We're going to be talking about a couple of things in the midst of the interview with Blood. And this is how K100 works. For those of you that listen to the show for the first time, you never heard it before, I talk about everything, man. From politics to pussy. I run the gamut over here. You see, I'm a well-rounded motherfucker. I'm also not a fucking idiot. So therefore, I can have a conversation about something that happened on CNN or some shit that you saw on goddamn, Hood Star. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it don't matter. It don't matter with me. I'm talking about whatever I feel like talking about. 157 episodes. I talked about everything from voters' rights to goddamn how much of a freak a bitch is. It don't matter to me. The great thing about it is, I do it all with my middle finger up like, fuck you. I curse a lot. This is the main reason why this show is internet radio. I'm actually in talks to get my show. I'm letting the cat out of the bag. I'm not going to say that. Well, yes, I am. I'm in talks to get my show on a Comcast media on-demand shit. And so I'm going to have to tone it down a bit. All right? But until then, I can say what the fuck I want to say. And there are no rules on K100. The only rule is, ladies and gentlemen, you don't be flaw. You don't be fake. If I feel like you're saying something flaw or fake, if I feel like you're saying something to be politically correct, if you're saying something because you don't want to sound like a hoe, like if you're the type of female that like to fuck whoever the fuck she want to fuck whenever she want to and fuck what the motherfucker say, well then, damn it, say it. I might call you all. Don't worry about what I say. This is K100 Internet Radio. Let's keep it 100. That's the whole point. That's the name of the show. That's why the logo is a middle, big middle finger. Fuck you. Now do you get it? Everything goes. Everything. Nothing is uncensored. When Blood get on the phone, we're going to find out a whole bunch of shit. I got a whole bunch of motherfucking questions. I'm asking every fucking thing, y'all. Of course, I'm going to let the homie get the music in. We're going to talk about the Valentine's Day saga, this shenanigans, this whack-ass fucking holiday. Some of you motherfucking women got this shit twisted. I'm going to tell you right now. You know what? Let me get into the show. I'm just going to go ahead and get into the show. When Blood get on the line, we're going to goddamn, you know what I'm saying, get the whole thing cranking with the interview and everything. All right, so this is what we're going to do. I'm going to go ahead and get into the show. We're going to set the show off. The homie's going to get in on the line. He's going to ask, you know what I'm saying, we're going to play with the females a little bit. You feel what I'm saying? Have a little fun with them for Valentine's Day. He's going to do the contest. We're going to spin. The music is going to go ham, all right? I might run into a third hour tonight. I don't know. It's what you can do when you boss. Episode 157. And I'm reading now from my synopsis. The big day of love, Valentine's Day, to some women, it's a gauge of how much a dude likes or loves them. It's a gauge, a barometer, I guess. If he don't really love you, shawty, I mean, he'll get you something on Valentine's Day. I mean, that's just being thoughtful. That's just being, man, what? Are you fucking, this is my problem. I got a couple of questions I'm going to ask all the ladies on the line. I'm going to ask the homie Blood Raw when he get on the line, too. You feel me? First and foremost, are you even fucking this dude? I don't know how many motherfucking females done tried to fuck out a nigga this week talking about what you gonna get me, actually got their hand out expecting some shit from a nigga, and you ain't even gave him no pussy. What the hell are you smoking, shawty? What the fuck is wrong with you? Kill yourself. Look, most of the time, if you don't get your serious girlfriend or wifey a gift on V-Day, it could turn out bad for you. It could be bad for you. It could be bad for you. And that's all good if y'all are on that level. You feel what I'm saying? If that's your main old lady, that's your wife. You understand what I'm saying? You know, you might want to do that. Even if she tells you don't do that, fucking do it anyway, you dumbass. She's just trying to see if you really going to not do it. What, are you new to this shit? It's your first fucking girlfriend? Fucking idiot. She said don't get nothing. Then you wonder why you ain't getting no pussy for a month. Fuck, man. Some of you dudes are just hopeless. Some of you are hopeless. But anyway, the question is, what exactly the hell is that level? What level should you be on to be expecting some shit on Valentine's Day? I mean, yes, y'all, are we fucking? But that's all we doing. Yes, y'all, are we fucking? But we just started. I mean, you know, I'm here to set some rules and regulations about this shit. You understand what I'm saying? This is what I'm here to do, right? What am I doing on the show tonight? We're going to do the interview with Blood, and we're going to set some rules and regulations about this Valentine's Day shit. Because this fucking fiasco has got to stop. I'm sick of all these motherfucking trick-ass niggas, and I'm sick of all these damn hungry-ass bras out here expecting some shit on this materialistic, made-up bullshit day. Of course, I'm single. So some of you motherfuckers might not want to listen to nothing I got to say, if you know it's good for you. But anyway, if you just cut buddies and a gift on V-Day, that should be unexpected, all right? If you are serious or even married and you don't get a V-Day gift for your lady, you better really, really, really know that she doesn't want or care about it. But then again, take my advice, buy it anyway. It's something small. Just to show, even though she really don't give a fuck about it, do it anyway, nigga. Do it anyway. Just a bit of advice, Pip. So, we're going to clear up exactly who should be hyped about the big V-Day. And as an added plus, like I said, my homie Blood Raw is going to be on the line for a live interview. We're going to talk about his upcoming projects like Chick Flick. and we're going to spin some of his music. He's also going to be choosing a winner live on the air for a contest that he's having, you feel me, for some of his fans to be on the cover of his next project. So he's actually, of course, we got to work out these details. You know how niggas do shit at the last minute. So I guess we're going to dial him out from the show. You know, I got the dial out feature on the show. So I'm going to dial him out from the show, and, you know, it's going to be like, you know, they're going to be all happy and geeked up and shit. It's going to be like, hey, it's Blood Roar. Hey, you're the winner. Winner. It's you. And then they're going to be all, you know, jumping around with their pussy wet like, oh, my God. And then, you know, I'm assuming it's going to go something like that. I don't know. We'll figure it out when we get on the air. Something along those lines, I guess. But, well, anyway, before we get into that, I got the questions. Here are the questions for everybody that's on the phone line. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, all right? 347-934-0966. Now, you got to make sure if you want to answer any of these questions or if you want to talk once we start the interview or anything like that, you got to make sure you hit the number one on your keypad. You also got to make sure you hang around. Already, I got 22 people on the phone line. Already, all right? So, you know, it may take a second for me to get. This is a two-hour show. If you got somewhere to be, you know what I'm saying, try and call back and try and get back on the phone lines. The phone lines are always open. Well, you can always get through. It's just a matter of will I have enough time to get back to your line if you fall out of signal or whatever. Because when you fall out of signal, you come back on the line, then it puts you at the bottom of the queue. And then I have to search down 50 numbers. I might not see it. All right, so make sure you're in a good spot, all right? So you can, you want to talk to Blood when you get on the line, ask him questions, give him a shout-out, tell him you support him, you feel me? Me and the homie go way back, you understand what I'm saying? And so, you know, if anybody's feeling a way about the fact that I'm interviewing him, you can absolutely kill your fucking self. And I don't even give a fuck about your opinion. Because I'm the boss over here. All right, so here are the questions for episode 157 for all the callers, for all the ladies, mostly ladies on the line. Some of these niggas is bitches too. But for the ladies on the line, for the most part, this is what the show is about. And I love you ladies. Hold on a second. I got love for the ladies, okay? You feel me? I'm not a female basher. Alright? I'm not a chauvinist pig over here. You feel me? I respect the ladies and everything, but some of you motherfucking females, you just get beside yourself. And so this is the place where your ass get checked. Alright? This is where you get checked at. But for you real women, for you I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T, if you really know what the fuck that means, if you ain't the bitch doing all that bouncing around with that song in the club, but you live with your mama, we talking to you ladies. The ladies, hoes, please excuse yourself from the show tonight. We'll get back to y'all tomorrow. Question number one for episode 157. I'm a Blood, get on the line. We'll jump into the interview part. All right. Are you expecting a Valentine's Day gift, or will you be buying one? Will you be buying one? First of all, if a nigga take you out to eat, that's $50-$60. Get you some roses, add another $20. You know what I'm saying? You know, maybe he gets a hotel room. He got his own place. Maybe he just want to do it fancy, get a hotel, slap another $100 on top of it. Buy you a gift, slap another 50 or so, 100 on top of it. Nigga, we had $200-$300 already. And you got the gall to not even get this nigga a card or suck his dick? That's for you, bitch. That's for you! Next question. If you're expecting a gift, if you're expecting a Valentine's Day gift, and you don't get one, or you haven't got one, first of all, I'm going to pick at your monkey ass. But if you was expecting one and you didn't get one, where the fuck was your antenna, shawty? You'll be pissed, you know what I'm saying? Let me know. That's the second question. If you're expecting a gift and you didn't get one, or you haven't gotten it yet because he hadn't got home from work or whatever, and if you don't get one by the end of the day, you're going to be pissed? I want to hear from you because I want to know what the fuck you mad about. I'm going to find out whether your monkey ass even deserved a gift. Question three, how long should you be kicking it with somebody before a Valentine's Day gift should be expected? How long should you be, quote-unquote, kicking it with somebody before a Valentine's Day gift should be expected? And question number four, I'm going to be asking this to all the questions, all the callers. I'm going to let Blood be on the line when I interrogate some of these females. I'm going to get the homies' opinion about all this. Is it materialistic for you to expect a V-Day gift from someone if you are not serious? If you are not serious with that motherfucker, All right? Isn't it? It's just a tad bit materialistic for you to be thinking you deserve some shot. You feel me? Y'all ain't no serious relationship. I mean, y'all kick it though. But I mean, really though. I mean, the fuck? Is this nigga really gotta buy you something? Huh? I don't know. But those are the questions. 347-934-0966. First person on the phone line. I'm waiting around for Blood to get on the phone line. And when he does, we'll jump to the homie, make sure we get the interview and get everything crack-a-lack, and we talking about what we're going to be talking about. You feel me? If you're here for the Blood Raw interview and everything, make sure you hit the number one on your phone line when he gets on the phone line. If you want to holler at the homie or interact with him in any kind of way like that, make sure you hit the number one on your phone line. But right now, we'll go ahead and jump into the K100 part of the show. You feel me? Until the homie gets on the line. So first up, Michigan girl.
What's up? What's going on?
What it do? Thanks for calling the show. And I know who this is. Of course, all you people on the phone line right now, I don't know who half of you people are, but the people who call my show frequently, they know how this works, and so they go ahead and call in early and hit the number one, so they normally get a chance to say their 2 cents. This is one of my frequent callers from Michigan. You feel me? But she's in Atlanta now, but she's from Michigan. And she calls the show pretty frequently, so I call her Michigan girl. That's where she rep from. You know what I'm saying? Michigan girl, I got some questions for you. All right. Until the homie gets on the line and we get this interview crack-a-lacking and everything.
You was wild tonight.
I'm not wild. Listen, now here we go. Here we go with the ladies trying to bash me. Here we go with the ladies trying to bash me.
I'm not bashing you. I'm just saying
you agree with what I'm saying? Do you agree that some of these motherfucking females getting a little bit beside they got themselves on Valentine's Day expecting some shit, and they know they don't need to really be expecting some shit from a nigga?
Some of them.
We'll answer the question.
I'm not talking about what you're talking about. I'm just talking about you just wow.
I'm just saying. I'm also drinking. And the drunker I get, the night goes on, the more crack I'm going to get. So, are you expecting a V-Day, a Valentine's Day gift, or will you be buying one this year?
I am not expecting a gift, no. And I bought my kids some cards.
You bought your kids some cars, but you didn't buy a guy a gift or anything, did you?
I bought a guy a car.
A car is not a car. That's cool. That's kind of, you know what I'm saying. Chicks buy cars. Cars, you know what I'm saying. You know that's just how women are. You know what I'm saying.
Women get cars. You know what I'm saying. Not a gift, so it's nothing big.
Well, that means you thought about it. That means you thought enough about a car though.
Yeah.
It's not nothing. A car is not nothing because you know. If you're in the store and that person never really crosses your mind except when you fucking, that means you was thinking about that person outside of the bed. So you bought the car because, you know, you're kind of thinking about it. I'm just saying.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So you know he getting it in good. You think about that shit outside the bed. I'm just saying. You know how it works. It's true. All right.
Yeah, I know how it works.
So, were you expecting a gift back? And if you were or were not, well, if you were expecting one, would you get pissed if you didn't? But were you even expecting a gift back?
No.
You weren't expecting it. Why not?
Because I don't expect anything. And when I give someone something, I do it because I want to and out of the kindness of my heart, not because I think I'm going to get something in return or I'm expecting anything from them.
What if he was like your boyfriend, like your husband or something? Wouldn't you expect it then? Wouldn't you expect to give on Valentine's Day? Come on.
No, I'm serious. I don't expect anything.
Here we go.
If you do it, then that's fine. But I'm not gonna expect anything because you know what? If you start expecting stuff, then you'd be disappointed. So don't even deal about it.
Motherfucker, hold on. This is my thing with some of you quote unquote new age. Motherfucking women. You feel what I'm saying? Can I finish my point? This is what I'm saying. Some of y'all gonna try to sit up here and say it's all good or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But really it ain't. Really, if you married to a motherfucker and this nigga to put a ring on your finger and he got you locked down, you can't get no more outside here. Supposedly. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, really. Are you really gonna just let it ride? And he just don't buy you a nothing on Valentine's Day. He don't say nothing. He don't do nothing special. And this is your man? We ain't talking about if you just fucking with him now. This your man. Serious business. You don't care.
You said expect. I'm not going to expect.
Yeah, expect it. You're not, come on, man. You're not going to expect nothing on Valentine's Day for your husband for real? You want me to believe that? No, but I don't believe that.
Yeah. I've been married. Let's not go there. You already know that. We had this discussion on UK Word before.
Talking about a good marriage. Your marriage was a sham. Your last marriage was a sham.
Look now. You said
it was a sham. It was a sham. It was horrific. You never got married.
It was. But
still, I got a lot of people on the phone lines who calling in probably for the blood interview who never listened to the show, so they don't know your whole story. Your last marriage is a sham. So we're using it as a barometer to judge what the fuck you really should do in a relationship, Charlie. We're not going to do it.
I'm just saying. I don't expect
you
anything.
Have
you know what, that's cool. But you know what? Valentine's Day to me is one day. If I'm in a relationship with you, I don't want you to go all out for one day. I mean, you know, because you got 364 other days that you need to make sure that you show me or let me know that you love me. So you ain't got to go all out on one day.
That is the fucking I hate that fucking line. That's the wackest shit you fucking females. You know what? All you females have been killing that line on Facebook, Twitter, everything today. You've been killing that line. It's 300 and something other days that you should love, blah, blah, blah. You know what? Your anniversary. A motherfucker don't come in that motherfucking house with something on your motherfucking anniversary. It's 300 and something other motherfucking days on that day, too. On Christmas. He don't get you no Christmas gifts. It's 300 and something other days on that day, too. On your birthday. It's another 300 and something other day. If that nigga come home, and that's your nigga, and he come home without nothing for all them days, I bet you somebody goddamn broke the fuck up. Divorced or something. Am I right or wrong?
We're talking about Valentine's Day.
We ain't talking about birthday. We ain't talking about Christmas. So I'm going to need you to stay on Sunday, stay on Valentine's Day. We're talking about Valentine's Day. And Valentine's Day, episode 157. Let me tell y'all the name of this episode. V-Day. For lovers, not friends. If that is your spouse or your main old lady or your main dude, motherfucker, that's your source of sex. And that's how hell who pepper you pay the bills in this motherfucker in your household. God damn it. That's your source. That's your lover. It is for this. That is for you people that have those that going on. See?
Right, so, and I don't have that going on, so that's why I wasn't expecting
that. But the question, I understood it when you said that. But when I asked you if you had you said you ain't got no boyfriend, you single, okay, you don't expect nothing. But then I asked you if you did have a husband and a boyfriend and a man, you start saying you still don't care.
Do you care
if he get you something? Do you care? You care? Come on, man. No, you don't see what I'm saying. No, I can't. You're lying. I don't believe you.
Okay, y'all have to, but I'm so serious. How many times we've had this discussion go back and listen to K with some old K100 podcast, and you will hear me say Valentine's Day is not a big deal. I don't care if I get something on Valentine's Day or not.
All right. How long should you be, quote-unquote, kicking it with somebody before a V-Day gift should be? I don't even know if I can ask you the question because you're not playing ball.
I can't speak for me, but I'll speak like what I hear some of my friends say. How about that? Is that going to be acceptable to you?
Okay, please. By all means, please do that then. What's your homegirl saying? What's your homegirl saying? If you don't care, you one of these anomalies in the female species who really don't care about Valentine's Day. Okay, that's you. Well, let's talk about your friends and the rest of the normal women that you interact with. How you should be kicking it with somebody before you get a V-Day gift?
If y'all serious and that's your man, then they wouldn't care if y'all was your man a week before. If y'all say y'all in a relationship and Valentine's Day come, they better get something.
If they're in a relationship. So what about if they just fucking though? This is my point. This is what I'm trying to get to for the ladies. And I got a female on the phone. If y'all not in a serious relationship, if y'all don't have that tag, should you expect a gift from a motherfucking man? Period, point blank. This is my question.
I say no, but I have friends that have, I guess, cut buddies, I think they move from cut buddies to friends with benefits. They hang out. They supposedly only people that... sleeping with, so they, and in that situation, they expect expect something for Valentine's Day. They're not in an actual relationship, but one friend in particular, she like, well, that's the only nigga I'm fucking, and he said I'm the only female he fucking, so
she said
she was like, he better give me something for Valentine's Day, and I'm looking like, okay.
And she was walking around at work all day, man. Cause she gets good at work. Okay. All right. So that's how that works. You see how it goes? I think my homie's on the line. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna get ready to get to his phone line. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. The fucking point is, before I get to my homie, we get this interview cracking. 678-35. That's the unit line. I'm finna come to your phone line too when I get the homie below on the line. The point is, everybody, if you fucking with a female and you the only nigga getting the pussy, look, nigga, I know you told her that you the only nigga getting the pussy even though you fucking four other bitches. This is what niggas do, okay? This is how we roll, son. This is what the fuck we do, baby, okay? This is how we play it. You understand what I'm saying, okay? Look, but if that female is, if you're the only person getting that pussy from that female, so she say, or actually, she expecting a gift. But I'm here to tell you, kill yourself, bitch. You don't deserve a gift, okay? Not until it's ironclad, not until y'all make a decision and go ahead and say y'all kicking it like that, y'all in a relationship, that's your man or whatever. Now, anybody tell you to, look, I don't know, I'm trying to tell y'all, ladies, you may want a gift, you may think he owe you a gift, okay? But I say, for K100 Internet Radio, before I move on to the interview part of the show, if you really ain't like that with that man, don't be goddamn sitting around getting all with your chest all poked out of shit tonight because the nigga didn't call you or goddamn, you know, take you nowhere for the day. I mean, you set yourself up for failure, baby. I'm here to help you. And I keep it 100. That's the name of the motherfucking show, K100. That's what we do around here. Now, I'm giving it to you motherfucking blood row like my motherfucking partner them. You know what I'm saying? Especially my homie that's on the line. B-Rawstein.
What's happening, homie?
What's happening, man? Hey!
What they do, man?
Look, man, I've been waiting for this interview for a long time. You feel what I'm saying? I'm glad
for
I got
sure.
you on the phone line. You feel what I'm saying? It took me a minute, but finally, you here, and I'm going to make the best of it, okay? For everybody who's on the phone line, listen up. This is my homie, Blood Raw, okay? This is an artist about of Florida. He was born in Panama City, Florida. Born and raised in Panama City, Florida. You feel what I'm saying? Well, I don't know if he was actually born there, but he was raised there. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Was you born in the Bay?
I was born in Orlando, but I'm still from Panama. You feel me?
Okay, right, right. I know you there for most of your life, and that's why you know that's where I know him from. But this is the homie, man. AKA Mr. Florida. You know what I'm saying? AKA B. Rothstein. You feel me? If you really know about the music industry, and you're from the nationwide actually, because he's been on some nationwide release projects. You feel me? Very way past Google, but you can hit this cat up. He's easy to find. He's got a mean grind. He was with Jeezy at one point. You feel me? He's right now on his grind independently. Blood Raw Entertainment is popping off. He's got some projects coming down the pipe works, you feel me, that we're going to talk about and get into for this episode. You feel what I'm saying? I'm also going to help some of you motherfucking females out. And my homie, I hope my homie can hang around and help me out. Can you help me out with these bras tonight, Blood? Can you
man,
give us some...
I love conversations like this, so you feel me?
Right.
You know, I'm fucking with you, homie.
All day long. So we're going to get into the interview. I'm going to talk to homie about some of his projects that he got going up, got coming up and everything. We're going to play some of the music that you probably never heard. You should follow him. If you follow K100 Internet Radio on the internet, on Facebook right now, go to the Facebook page for K100 Radio. If you don't know where it's at, just go to Facebook and type in K100, the letter K, the number 100, and you'll see it. You'll see a link to his fan page on Facebook, and then the rest is history. You can follow the rest of the grind from there. The homie's got mad projects out. He's an artist that I respect as a person and an artist. You feel what I'm saying? Now, I respect him as an artist because grind... A grind? You don't know what the fuck a grind is. I learned a lot of my grind from this man. You feel me? This dude go hard. He be out there. He beat the block. He beat the street. You feel what I'm saying? And I saw how hard he had to grind to get everything that he wanted to get done, accomplished. And so I admire that about him. Also, he's a talented artist. You feel what I'm saying? One of the most slept on. You feel what I'm saying? So you guys, if you don't know about him or if you actually are his fan and you calling into the show tonight to support him, make sure you hit the number one on the phone line if you want to talk to him and interact with him and everything. And he's also announcing the winner for the contest. Is that right?
Of course.
Okay, so first thing I want to ask you, homie, is this. How long you got to be fucking abroad before you get a Valentine's Day? I'm just saying, dog. You know what I'm saying? This is the first question. I just got to ask you.
I'm going to be real with you.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just really on our relationship, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? If we cool and we kick it, you feel me? She don't get on my nerves and none of that bullshit. You know, so I'm going to be real with you, bro. You probably get a gift better if a nigga ain't got that pussy than a nigga just been fucking with you. You feel me?
So you'll get a gift before? You'll get a gift before?
You said what?
Get a gift before? You'll get somebody a Valentine's Day gift before you get the pussy?
It's not 7 out of 10. The average nigga gonna do that.
I'm not gonna do that.
You gonna do that. You know why you gonna do that? I ain't gonna call them Blizzum, y'all. I'm gonna call them Blue. You know why you gonna do that?
Why is that?
You gonna take her to the movies 4-5 times, or you gonna take her out to eat 10-11 times, or you gonna give $20 gas here or there, or you gonna do some of that other bullshit before you get that pussy.
So at that point, I've already given her the Valentine's Day. I've already been hoodwinked. You saying that?
Yeah.
I've already been hoodwinked already.
You gonna do that.
I wish you was on the phone line for my last episode. It ain't tricking if you got it. Oh man, we went ham. It was a great show. But before I move on, let me ask you this, bro. What's the limit? Okay, what do you do for the ones that you just fucking with, or what do you do for the main old lady? Yeah, because the ladies on the line, they want to know. It's a lot of people on the phone. They want to know how blood treatment is.
For the main old lady, you feel me? Like, it's got to be exclusive, homie. You feel me? You can't do nothing for nobody else that you do for your old lady. You feel me? You can't put nobody on that pedestal that you do for your old lady. Never. I don't give a fuck what you got going on, bro. Like, that night's supposed to be so special for her. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be remembered so no other nigga can come along and do something, you know what I'm saying, even close to that. You feel me? And not just being materialistic, but just showing what she means as a woman and why they all together. You feel me? Because,
right.
I mean, if you want to do something, you can do something for anybody, but for your old lady, bro, you know what I'm saying, you go to the extreme, you know what I'm saying, if it's your means or finances, and you take it to that level.
Exactly. Good answer. All right, ladies, you hear the homie putting the mat down. I think some of them probably over there, they're getting wet right now. I got a lot of people in my... I'm telling you, man, they call me so heavy. Off the top. So, all right, let's jump to a couple of the serious questions about your career and everything, man. You feel me? First of all, I want to know, what do you got coming in the pipeline for the people? What are you working on currently right now?
Man, I got so much shit going on, bro. It ain't even funny, man. Like, I work every day, man. I'm coming out, like, dead for real, man. I'm going to go back. Today, I have a new mixtape, and I want to say to all the women that's on the phone or on the internet listening to this show, I want to say happy Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? I did something real special for the women. And I, you know, me personally, I don't really make a lot of women music. You know what I'm saying? So I thought I should do something real special for the women. You know, and I just did a whole tape just strictly for them, and I named it Chick Flick. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
Which I turned into a movie also. And what I've done is I've done a lot of short films around the whole chick flick thing. You know what I'm saying? And we dropped Chick Flick today. You can go on Twitter and see what's going on. You can download it at any site, that pills. Whatever the website is, you Google Chick Flick, it's going to come up. Along with the other two mixtapes we just dropped within the last 30 days, man, I dropped the Soul Food mixtape. And I dropped the evening music mixtape before the end. You feel me?
Right.
And 2011 just started, man, and we done dropped 3 mixtapes already. So that just goes to show you who really working. You feel me?
Exactly. You have to. You drop projects, man, and you got to keep that grind out. So you say the chick flick started out as a mixtape, and it's graduated into a movie. So how did that come about? What kind of movie? How is it going to be released? How can they see the movie? What's going on with that?
Well, really what I want to do, something different that ain't nobody doing, you feel me? Because, you know, I'm not one of those artists that's on the TV every day, you know what I'm saying, or on the radio every day. So I try to, like, you know, keep my and see what I could do that these other cats ain't doing, you feel me? So
right.
What I done was I was like, you know, let me bring my music, you know what I'm saying, to a visual, you feel me? And cats, what they do is, they get these videos and the song don't be nothing like what the video talking about.
Right.
So I deal on a real world basis. You feel me? Like, you know, if I do a song on, you know, my bitch cheat, I want to show you how it really go on.
Right.
I don't want to say my bitch cheating and then in video, you know what I'm saying, you see, you know, a bunch of people dancing in the club.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Right.
So what we done was, you know, instead of making them a bunch of long movies, we cut them to 15-minute short films, and we narrowed it down to what happened on a date. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
So that's what we doing now, man. We doing probably like 6-7 off of each mixtape. We dropping like 6-7 short films, and then we're going to ultimately bring them all into one movie. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be a real big thing.
Man, that's what's up, man. So see, that's a power move right there. That's a great concept. You feel me? You got a computer on in the background?
No.
Not me. All right, no, I had somebody else's mic line open still. My bad. That's my fault. That idea and that concept, it really annoys me when you see a video like that and then the song ain't even, you know what I'm saying, not even talking about. I can't even stand when somebody talking about one thing in the hook and the verses ain't talking about it, let alone see a video that don't even match the motherfucking song. That annoys me as an artist, you feel me, and as just somebody who's into music. I really just hate when somebody make a song, got a hook, but then the verses ain't talking about shit what the hook is talking about. It's just crazy. So, you know, that whole concept that you're doing, making this 15-minute short films and everything, big ups and big props for that. You know what I'm saying? I know that's going to be successful. You feel what I'm saying? I can't wait to check it out. All of you guys on the phone line, you guys check out that chick flick. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to play one song, then I'm going to come back to the phone lines, and we're going to open up some of the phone lines. 678-358, you on deck. All right, so you're going to be the first person we come to when I open up the phone lines. I see you out there, 404-850-718-281, 404. I see 361. A lot of people on the phone line, man. We all over the country today. You feel me? All right, 910. I think that's Carolina. So we got a lot of people on the phone line. I'm on the phone with the homie Blood Raw. This is the official Blood Raw interview for K1 Internet Radio. He showed you your grind. He showed you his grind, man. He's going hard. He's got the chick flick coming out. He's gonna announce the winner of the contest for the chick flick cover on the show tonight. Right now, we're gonna get into one of his songs. So okay, which one you want to run first, Blood? I got all of them.
Matter of fact, since we on the chick flick. You know what I'm saying? Let's do I'm fucking with you. I even switched the style up on this tape, man, to show the women, you feel me, that I really want to do something real, real special for them. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sure they're gonna enjoy the tape, man. It's incredible. And the music is just for them, you feel me? It's for every real nigga from our point of view to them.
All right. This is Blood Raw, fucking with you, K100 Internet Radio. Don't hang up. Stay on the phone lines. We got an hour and some change left to go on the show. We're going to ask the homies some more questions. We're going to have a little more fun, all right? Blood Raw, I'm fucking with you.
You know, I want to keep it real with you, baby. I've been feeling a certain way lately. And I just want to let you know I'm fucking with you for real.
I'm fucking with you. Yeah. Love is true, girl. I'm here for you. I'm fucking with you. Yeah. I'm fucking with you. 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 I'
Keep it 100, he says. Right. I'm just going to let that burn. I'm fucking with that. The homie Blood Raw. BRE in the building. You feel what I'm saying, homie?
Homie.
All right, there you go. There you go. Oh, man. Hey, man, I love that beat, man. You feel me? I love that beat. Who produced that track?
Man, my homies Too Hot for TV, man. They straight out of Albany, Georgia, man. I'm telling my folk producers, man. Skeet, Sherm, JG, the boys, they go real, real hard, man. You know what I'm saying? They go real, real hard. They don't produce for Phil Mob. A lot of DTP. I mean, they go hard, bro. Y'all need to lay around for them.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Well, I definitely like that song. I love the beat. I love the verses. I love everything about it. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
So, just
in case that maybe the first time they might have heard the song or whatever, when Blood Raw is really fucking with a female, what does that entail? When you say shout out, fucks with you. When you say that to a female, like, what do you mean? Is she a ride or die chick? Is you down for whatever with her? What that mean when you say you fucking with her?
When I say I'm fucking with you, that means, you know what I'm saying, it's no limitations, you feel me? Like, we all in, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even gonna lie to you, bro. It takes a lot for me to just tell a female that. I only had two girlfriends in my life, bro. Like, I don't just take that, you know what I'm saying, that's something light, you feel me? And that's
right.
Really the fuck up what niggas be doing nowadays. They skip the whole friendship thing and just because we don't fuck, we in a relationship. Nah, that don't go with me. Like, you don't know that you don't even know that I don't like onions. You feel me? Like, you have to know, you know what I'm saying, more than just, you know, we kick it, or I got money, or, you know what I'm saying, or he got a nice car. You got to know more than that. You got to know the details. You got to know my family. Like, you feel me? Like, we just can't be saying that we together and you don't know nothing about me just because we had sex.
Exactly.
Nah, we can't
exactly.
do that.
But will you, but let's keep it 100. Will you go ahead on and smash one without being friends?
Of course. because it's an attraction. You
right.
First off, you gotta be attracted to somebody to fuck with. You feel me?
Right.
So the attraction is what's gonna cause the intercourse. You feel me? And if the intercourse is good, that's when the other feelings get involved.
Right.
I can't tell you that, you know what I'm saying, I'm in love with you and I don't know how the pussy is, because when I fuck you and it's not good, then I don't want to be married to nobody like that.
God damn it, man. Now, see, hold on, Blood. Hold on. Listen, man, I know you be so busy, you really don't get a chance to tune into the show like that. I've been preaching this fucking philosophy, this gospel, on this goddamn show since I started. I've been trying to tell these females. You feel what I'm saying?
Listen.
No nigga is not finna all this old school shit of waiting to get married. That shit is dead, okay? That shit is not
you
happening. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm gonna tell you the real shit ever. This is the real shit ever, bro. You feel me? And this goes for the females. This is what'll happen. A female can have a nigga who got all the bread in the world, but the janitor gonna be the nigga who laying the pipe, the one that she gonna be really in love with.
And that's crazy. How does it happen like that, though? How does it happen? See, that's what happens when you fucking get married to somebody you don't know whether or not they can fuck good or some shit. That's why you don't do no stupid shit like that.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just crazy because, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, man, a lot of people skip the small shit. You feel me? And they think that money is the cure to everything. They think that materialistic shit is the cure to everything. You feel me? Like I say, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so much more that people need to know about the inner person when they get in these relationships. They skip the friendship, you know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, if you're not friends, a relationship will never work.
Exactly. So I'm gonna take a phone call while you're still on the line. You feel me? Hold on a second. 678-358, you on the air with K100. What's popping?
Oh, no.
What's going on? Who's this?
Excuse me?
Well,
excuse me.
I asked who was it? Who is it? Who is this?
You asked me that one more time, and I swore I'm going to go off.
Okay, I guess I didn't recognize the number at first, Keith. Jeez. She's the homegirl, Keith. She's on the phone line. God, I didn't know who you was, shouting. Southwest Atlanta. God. Damn. So you on the phone with my homie Blood Raw. You know what I'm saying?
What's going on, Blood?
What's good, baby?
Well, look, the homie says he'll get a Valentine's Day gift for a girl without smashing. Now, of course, you know my standing philosophy on this. I say, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, but I don't care about your philosophy.
Me down. He told me he brought me into the fold. I may be buying into it a half a second. You know, you do pay for the pussy some way, kind of way or another. But just going all out and just straight up bouquet of roses and shit, and I ain't never even mashed you on February 14th. That's not gonna happen. But
whatever.
But hey, this is my opinion. Now, Blood.
What's
that? I have on the phone. This is my homegirl, Key. She calls the show quite frequently, and she's from Southwest. If she stopped making all that damn noise,
shut up.
Damn. Crackling the shit.
I can't where it's quiet. You don't want to hear the real noise out here since I actually came to work today.
Okay. So look, she's trick master number one. She got all these niggas. For one, Blood. She got all these niggas that like to spend all this bread. She stay up and fun to this and all kind of shit. She don't give these niggas no pussy, but they be caking, Charlie. Caking. That's why I call her trick niggas.
I'm not, Blood, don't listen to, don't give him any preconceived notions about me, okay?
I mean, what I'm saying, though, that's usually how it go when somebody got a little sense, you feel me? She see that she can get more without getting the pussy up, then if
you
get the pussy up, then it may be a jeopardy.
Okay, so who's the fool? Who's the fool?
I never said you was a fool, though. You never heard me say that one time. Never. Let me ask you this real quick question, and I'm going to let Blood interact, okay? How long do you think you should, quote-unquote, kick it with somebody before you expect a Valentine's Day gift from them?
It depends on your relationship. Some people, you hit it off you hit it off with them real quick. And so... You know, you might be feeling that little chemistry with them pretty soon. So it just depends on the two people.
So there's no. I'm trying to set a barometer for the people. Okay, I'm just gonna say if you've been fucking for 6 months, maybe you should maybe get taken out to eat. Is that the move?
I guess that's reasonable.
6 months.
I'm not big on Valentine's Day anyway, and I'll tell anybody that.
I know. You're one of the people who don't care. Even if it's your husband or your boyfriend, you don't care?
Well, I mean, they're going to do it anyway, you know, because I don't mess with no squares and niggas like that. They're not going to do it.
You said you don't care. If you tell us, some of these
I
niggas
really don't, but like I said, I don't mess with no squares. Dudes is not going to do it. Like you said, even if a woman say, yeah, I don't really care, even though I really don't, they're going to do it anyway.
Be a hypocritical. Blood, you hear that?
I'm not being hypocritical. I'm just saying they're going to do it anyway, whether I expect it or not. They're going to do
I'm
it.
Say this.
Go ahead, Blood.
Say this.
Okay.
You may say that they're going to do it, but it's one particular that you want to do it, regardless if you do it or not. It's one particular that you want to do it, and you will get a little attitude if you don't do it.
I don't know. I mean, I've always got something, but...
Yeah, you're saying you've always got it, but I'm just saying, though, if he didn't do it, you would get an attitude because it's one... I don't give a fuck who you is. You could be the hardest chick in the world. You could be the hardest nigga in the world. But it's somebody you don't run across that you care about that much that if they don't do certain shit, you won't get an attitude, whether you express it or you don't.
I think you're right.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll find out whenever that happens.
Exactly. So, I'm just saying it may have it happen. But in your heart, you know, and in your mind, you know that if that nigga that doing it, if he don't,
you're
gonna get an attitude.
She knows she is. They know they are. That's why y'all still let my whole girl from Michigan stand up and telling me, I don't really care about it. Man, you care. You know what I'm saying? You might not be that big on it like the rest of these females. Like, that nigga better have a dozen roses delivered to the job so I can stun these hoes or it's gonna be a problem.
A lot of times
may just not be her thing. It may be something else that's her thing. It may be her birthday. It may be Christmas. It may be something. Valentine's may not be her thing. So I'm sure all the way around the board that you just don't care about sex. You're not that cold to say that you don't give a fuck about nothing.
Right. That's what you're trying to say. You can't that joint.
I like that. Like that. Play that for some dudes.
You gonna download it?
Huh?
You gonna download it?
Yeah, I'm playing for some dudes. Like, yeah, you know, I'm fucking with you. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, look up. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm fucking with you. And you. Exactly.
Fucking with all guys. Hey, I'm trying to get some exposure. I'm trying to get him some exposure.
Hey, ain't mad at that at all. We ain't mad at that at all. We ain't mad at that at all over here. That's what we want you to do. Stand by on the line. Thanks for calling the show, though, tonight. I got a lot of people, so I'm going to move along, all right?
All right, Dan.
All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Make sure you listen to the prompts on the phone line, because I got a lot of people on the phone lines. Probably about half of them hitting the number one, which is still a lot of people that I hope that I can get to everybody while I got the homie on the lines. How long we got with you tonight, Blood? Can we ride out to 10?
No, we're just going to try to get it in. You feel me?
All right. I got one more call over taking, and then I'm going to get into another song. You feel what I'm saying? And then I got some questions I want to ask you myself. Is that cool?
Get it.
All right. One more question from a female, and then I see a couple of fellas on the line. I'm going to get to them after we play the last song, because I'm pretty sure they got some questions they want to ask you. All right? Shay.
Hey.
What's going on at the Bangin' Bay? What's popping?
What's up?
All right, thanks for calling the show. We got some home red in here, Blood. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? They showing niggas some love. You feel
I
me? This one of my
this one
of my regulars. Calls the show all the time, and I fucks with her because she supports some niggas heavy. You feel what I'm saying? Right.
That's what it is.
So Shay, you know about Blood Raw, of course, right?
Yes, of course. You know who doesn't?
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm gonna give you one shot. Ask Blood a question. Ask Blood anything you want. Hopefully he'll answer. Go ahead.
Oh, why you gonna put me on the spot? Damn.
Should have been prepared for this.
Oh, I don't know what to ask him. Damn, I'm in like celebrity starstruck mode.
Oh, damn it, man. Come
I'm
on.
I'm fucking with that song.
Hey, Blue, since we got a Bang and Bay person on the phone, I wanna clarify something, you feel me? This is something that a lot of people be putting out there, you know what I'm saying? They really, you know, really don't get it, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of people be like, Blood, why you gonna be home chilling and coming home and doing this and doing that? You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, me and you had a conversation long before the feds picked me up, you feel me? And you got the word, and you told me that, you know, from a resource that the feds was finna come pick me up and do this and do that, you feel me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, I went through the whole trial situation. I won my case. You feel me? And the thing about it is, what they got to realize is that I beat a federal charge in Panama City, Florida. There's no way that I could go and just post up in that city. It's like a slap in the face to that city, to the police department, to the drug enforcement agency, to the federal agency. Like, there's no way that I could just go there when I'm a known person from that city. A known ex-drug dealer from that city, and just be posted with my homies who are pretty much still in the street. You feel me?
Exactly.
You know what I can do that. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
You know you can get LPs anyway.
Right.
Exactly. When I come home, I'm in and out. I say, hey, do what I need to. I kick it in the club, and I'm out of there. You know what I'm saying? Like, the city know what I do for the city. You feel me? You can't open no magazine in the world and they don't say Blood Raw from Panama City, Florida. You know what I'm saying? So, you know I've done what I'm supposed to do and I do what I'm supposed to do. So, I just really want to say that for some people who don't really get to hear that, you know what I'm saying, to understand why I just don't be kicking it and telling my city like that.
Now, I gotta add on to that. I got to. I can't just let that ride like that. Listen, some of you motherfucking niggas, look, nigga, don't be a hater all your life. Don't be a bitch all your life. You feel what I'm saying? All right? You know, you gotta understand, the man just told you with his own mouth, the feds at trial. So, see, the thing is, only thoroughbred, real street niggas who ever even did enough, who done did some shit, who could possibly go fed, get that. They understand how hard it is. So a lot of the niggas that's running the chitter chatter, running their motherfucking dick suckers, you feel what I'm saying? These fuck niggas ain't never even did enough shit to even be thoroughbred enough to understand how gangster and how serious it was that you even did that, my nigga. Okay, that's the first thing. So we're going to put them fuck niggas to the side and we ain't going to talk to them. Now, the rest of you so-called real niggas out here, you have to understand what the fuck the man just said. You think he won't Frank McKeithum harassing the fuck out of him every time he comes to that motherfucker, every time he holds an event, every time he do something? They're going to try to find something, anything, any reason to fuck with that man. He can't just do it like that. Obviously, he a real nigga. If you a real nigga, see, he own this case. You know why he on K-100? Bitch, because I'm a real nigga. Maybe you not a real nigga. You understand what I'm saying? Maybe that's the motherfucking problem why he won't do a song with you, nigga. Maybe that's the problem why he don't answer your calls, nigga. You understand what I'm saying? So it's a lot of shit. You know what? I can go on and on about this whole subject, dog. I really could.
Oh,
I didn't want to give it to these fuck niggas like that on the show. Because
it's all good, man. It's all good today for the women. We, you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
That's old news, man. We ain't
right.
on that. You see,
right.
know what it is. You feel me?
Right.
I just really want to clarify that. You feel me?
I know, because I hear niggas say it all the time, man. You know what I'm saying? I be like, man, you don't even know that nigga like that. Really, dog, you don't know why he don't do this, that, and the third. I know him. You feel what I'm saying?
For sure. For
you
sure.
know what I'm saying? And I know the dude. I wouldn't co-sign him, and I wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't show him the love that I show him, and he wouldn't show me the love if I had never sat down and had a real conversation with this person, and I know the nigga for himself outside of the ball. You feel what I'm saying? So that's why the homie's on the show. That's why I fucks with him. That's why we got songs together, and you don't. You might be mad about that. There's a lot of reasons, though, why we like we are, because we helped each other when we didn't have to help each other. You feel what I'm saying? That's what real niggas, you feel me? So I'm going to play one more song, man, because that kind of, hold on, let me open it. That kind of got me. I didn't really want to go there, man, because you know what I'm saying? I let these fuck niggas have it on the show. And then this shit is rocking. You know what I'm saying? But hold on, let me open Shay Line back up. And then I'm going to play that. I'm going to play one more joint. And I got a couple of questions I wanted to ask you myself about your career. You feel what I'm saying?
What's up?
Shay.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Shay. She clammed up. You didn't want to ask nothing for blood. Asking, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you could
have
said blood.
I do have a little question.
Get this pussy. No, that's
not
it. Okay.
Shut up, Lou.
What is?
Now, I just want to ask you, what's your biggest motivation for you to keep going and do what you do?
Man, my biggest motivation, I got two motivations. My number one motivation is my sister. You feel me? Like, my sister came from where I came from. She came from the hood. She came from the projects. You feel me? Like, she been through everything I've been through. She came through the trials and tribulations of our family being on drugs. You feel me? She paid her own way through college. You know what I'm saying? And right now she's a successful entrepreneur, like just doing her thing, like for real, you feel me? And we ain't never had no help from nobody. You know what I'm saying? And other than that, just going to different cities, man, and listening to the cats and seeing the effect that I have on my fans. You know what I'm saying? And them telling me, you know, how I motivate them and how my music, you know, help them out and get them through their days. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, really that record make me go hard. You know what I'm saying? I look aside all the bullshit.
That's what's up.
Exactly. So one last question before I get it for you, Shay, myself, and then we get into the song. How long do you have to be fucking somebody before you expect that damn gift? As soon as you get the pussy or what? What? What's the answer?
Oh, this for me?
Yes, for you. You
oh,
don't
know
what no. You. What's the answer?
You said how long do I have to be?
How long is somebody? If you fucking with a nigga, if you give him some pussy, you know, uh-huh. let's say you just started fucking him in January, February 14th, nigga need to be dropping something by the house or what?
No, I'm not on that expectation thing. I mean, for real. I mean, it's like
oh,
you know.
Man,
I,
here we go with all
no,
these
for real.
Women.
I don't look at it like that. If I'm just like fucking with somebody or something like that, then that's kind of just what it is. I look at it like this. If you know, if I mean something to somebody or care something about somebody, I would like for them to just show that. It's no, you know, length of time or whatever. It's just like, you know, whenever they feel like they want to do that. That's the way I look at it.
Okay. All right. You know, of course, you're beating around the bush like the other two ladies, you know?
No, let's beat around the bush, man.
You know,
I mean,
man, if this nigga been fucking you for 2 years solid, and that nigga got there on February 14th, he don't even goddamn at least say he'll bitch a card, get something, do something. You ain't gonna have no problem.
You ain't say that. You asked
one question. If this nigga beating up your pussy consistently till it's a problem, he don't get you a fucking gift on February 14th. That is the question.
It's not a matter about it being a problem. I'm gonna reiterate then. It's like, okay, if it's like a short amount of time, whatever, you know, you got to get to know people. You don't know if you're feeling somebody like that to just go out and spend on them or to do something like that.
I mean, if you ain't really feeling them like that, but it's not the same. I'm just asking.
Ask the question you want to ask. How many? You can't keep changing the question. You ask the question,
let me
answer
it. No, let me see.
Sometimes you're gonna change it up.
Let me see.
Go ahead.
No, what he said was, if you gave a nigga some pussy in January and February 14th came around, would you expect a gift?
No, I would not expect a gift just because I gave him some pussy. Because if I gave him some pussy, that means he gave me some dick. We eat it.
Hey, I like it. I like it. I like it.
But
I'm
going to say details,
this.
I can
I'm say
give you
this.
Other
I'm
answers according to that.
But I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. Once again, you can say that you won't get mad. You may not get mad, but for some reason you're going to be disappointed because you're going to feel like, damn, at least the nigga could have gave me a call or something.
You know what? I have never been disappointed. No, that's not the case. Now, if I'm with somebody,
there's no way that I can agree with that.
What I mean, but you don't know me like that, though. That's what I'm saying. So
I
can understand you don't agree
I
with
don't,
it.
No. What I'm saying is I don't know you personally. But what I'm saying is, as a woman, and how touchy feeling women are, this ain't got nothing to do with you. This is not every woman in the world. 90% of every woman in the world, just because you don't have to do it, and you may not care if you do it or not, but some inside you gonna say, damn.
You know what means more to me? If somebody care about me, it means more to me than for them to do something on a day that they just some random day, just to do something random, like, hey,
that's
baby, I'm
not a
about
random
you
day.
That's what
not
I'm
a
saying. So
day,
for him to do it just because, you know, it's on the calendar, oh, damn, I got to go get her something. Okay, well, you might as well have not done it. It means more to me for you to do stuff all through the year than to just that
so
one
you
year.
So you said you don't care about Christmas? You don't care about birthdays?
I care about my birthday all the mother times, but because that's the day I was born. Hello, celebrate me.
Come on, man.
You feel what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah, you hear the hypocrisy in the shit. Blood. I deal with this kind of fucking hypocrisy from these damn women on K100.
Whatever. Yeah. Valentine's Day, somebody else created that. But Shay Day, yeah, you better think about me on Shay Day. I don't care if it's just a card or just to say, hey, baby,
like,
I was thinking about you.
She may not be a Valentine's woman.
I'm not. I am so not.
But I'm just saying, though, it still goes back to you catching an attitude if he don't do it.
Right.
On my birthday, yes. I mean, you're supposed to recognize somebody's birthday.
Okay.
Hello.
Why
I mean,
that?
For real.
That's
because that's the day they were born. I mean, it's like.
But that's your birthday. That's your
exactly, birthday. Exactly. And if I'm messing with you, you know, then you're supposed to care about my birthday, too, until we stop messing with each other.
You know, I
keep it 100. I keep it 100. All them other days, somebody else made them up. But Shay Day, yeah, you better think about me on Shay Day. I know that much. It didn't matter about how much you spend or whatever like that. You know, I'm talking about some time, a phone call, a card, anything. Just to say, hey, you acknowledge that that's your day, and I'm thinking about you, and this is what I'm going to do for you. That's
all right.
What I'm talking about right there.
All right.
Valentine's
okay.
Day, you keep that. You keep that.
Okay. All right. All right. No problem. All right, Shay.
100.
Hey, keep it one. Hold on. I had to get off the line. Damn it. It don't matter what the fuck day it is. The point is, the day is special, and you want some shit on that special day. That's the point that Blood is trying to make. It doesn't matter if it's that day. It's a special day. The day is special. You expect some shit. Okay, you're not a Valentine's Day person. Okay, you a dead. So if your birthday is motherfucking March 3rd, and you start fucking this nigga on February 3rd, and this nigga come around March 3rd, and he ain't got shit, it's a problem. Now we got that clear. Alrighty. Jesus Christ. Next song, Blood Raw. What about Betty Feel Good? Can I run that one and then we come back and let some of the fellas ask some questions?
We definitely finna run that one because, as a matter of fact, we're going to dedicate it to motherfucking, what the first caller's name was?
The very first call was Michigan Girl. The one that just got the phone was Shay Shay. The first one was Michigan Girl, then we had Key. Which one? You talking about Trick Master Key?
Yeah, the Trick Master. This one for the Trick Master. Because evidently she ain't had no nigga put it down like this. If she just fuck around with that many type of niggas. When you get a nigga put that wood on you for real, oh, you gonna get your mind right.
Blood Raw, Better Feel Good, K100 Internet Radio. I'm having so much fun tonight. Stay on the line. I'm gonna get to everybody's call. Hold on a second.
Oh, well, I'm about to beat this pussy all day.
Talk to me.
I'll be there.
calling in and exposing me to your fan base. Hopefully they'll become followers, you feel me, and check me out on a regular basis, you feel me. I said, I'm a supporter of your music. Now I got two males on the line. I'm gonna take these two male calls, you feel me, because I know some of the fellas, you know what I'm saying, want to holler at the homie too, you feel what I'm saying.
For
so we're gonna add a couple of males on the line, and I'm gonna take these calls from the homies. But I gotta ask you a question first, and this is the question that I'm pretty sure some of the fellas, the people who's really followed your career, have, you know what I'm saying? And some of it, if you don't really want to answer it, whatever, it's cool, you feel me? But I got to ask because it's K100, you feel me? Some of it, I actually, frankly, want to know myself. You're no longer with Jeezy. You're no longer with CTE. The split up from USDA, they got another USDA project coming out right now. You're not a part of it, but he's still pushing the brand USDA. First of all, let me say, if you didn't get that album that he did put out when he was up under the CTE imprint, you missed out on a gem. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? He's got some songs on there, man, that I just absolutely love. They're in my playlist. You know, yeah, you know the kind of Blood Raw songs I really like. I like the hardcore street, straight up story, street Blood Raw fucking with Life Jennings, and you know what I'm saying?
Straight up,
the real true story shit. So I love them records by you, but it's a great record altogether. You feel me? So you should cop that regardless. But the split up between you and you leaving CTE and everything, care to elaborate on that? Are you guys still cool, and what caused that? Because it seemed like, you know, a lot of people were excited about you being with the company and being with Jeezy.
Right.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Right. I mean, well, first and foremost, I did leave CTE. You know what I'm saying? you know, we went through, you know, paperwork, man, for 13 months. They wouldn't let me out of my contract. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
You know, and I'm just one of those dudes, man. I always, you know what I'm saying, been a boss, bro. Like, I always, like, you know what I'm saying, went hard. I never, ever short speak nobody. I never, you know what I'm saying, I gave everything I ever believed in myself, you feel me? And I gave them the credit for everything I ever done, you feel me? So I couldn't just sit back and point the finger at Jesus and say, man, you ain't doing this for me, you ain't doing that, you ain't doing this, you ain't doing that, which is evident that nobody done nothing for Blue and Roe, but at the end of the day, I'd rather just go on my own and try it on my own if I feel like y'all not doing the job. Instead of pointing the finger, you know what I'm saying, and us getting in a situation, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, because the world look at Jeezy as being, you know what I'm saying, an icon or whatever, but at the end of the day, you know, people are ignorant and nobody's gonna from a different standpoint, the more wide fan base is gonna look at saying, oh man, Blood Raw that fuck shit and Blood Raw doing this and Blood Raw man doing that. Well, at the end of the day, I ain't gonna blame nobody for my, you know what I'm saying, for my career. I'm going to take matters in my own hand, and I'm going to do what I feel like, you know what I'm saying, God has planned for me. You know, so at the end of the day, I left because I felt that, you know, they weren't doing what they're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I don't have to sit in every magazine and be like, oh, man, Jesus, on some bullshit. The truth, what's in the dark, going to come to the light. That's what I'm a firm believer of that. You feel
right.
me? And if you pay attention, then you'll see what's going on. All I say is I hope that my situation make him do for the other members that's in USDA.
Right.
That's all I
right.
can say. You feel me?
Right. I think, and I got to say this, and I'm going to go to the phone lines. And this is just, this is Blizzon talking, all right? This is not Blood Raw talking. This is Blizzon talking. But I speak my piece on this subject simply because this is a friend of mine, and I know his grind, and I know what kind of person he is, okay? No way that album was promoted right. Period. Point blank. The album when Blood, the True Testimony album was not promoted. I don't know who's in charge of what your budget would have been or whatever. But I live in Atlanta, Georgia. For those of you all who don't know, I'm broadcasting live from Atlanta right now. Okay, I live in Atlanta, Georgia. For me to not recognize for it to be up under a label that's actually backed by Def Jam at the time, Island Group, and everything. I wasn't seeing the promotion of the project like I thought I would when you dropped. You feel me? And so a lot of people said, oh, Blood dropped on Jeezy and he sold this. I don't give a fuck if Jeezy dropped on Jeezy and he ain't going to sell shit if it's not promoted. You feel what I'm saying? So I felt like the project was not promoted. Now, that's all I can say. I know, and this is from somebody who's in the actual music industry. Okay, let's not get it fucked up about who's on the fucking phone line. That's Blood. This Blizzon. I do this shit. He do this shit. No, you may not have seen me on goddamn BET, nigga, but I do this shit. You feel what I'm saying? And so I'm on the inside greater than what half of you motherfuckers even know or think. With that being said, I know when a motherfucking project is promoted and promoted with a good budget and a good promotional machine behind it. That project was not promoted. It was a great project. It should have been. Whether or not that caused a split or whatever, but I can honestly say from the outside looking in, I can see when a project gets promoted and what a promotional budget really does for a project. And
for
that's
sure.
what I was seeing. You feel me? From the outside looking in,
right.
I'm like, man, my man's album dropping. I'm not seeing it here. I'm not seeing it there. But I see that here and I see that there. And so people don't understand all the dynamics of the fucking music industry and they talk like they know. You feel me?
Right.
But most of you motherfucking people are just fans. Let's just be real. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm looking at, I got 32 people on the phone line right now. There's
right.
about one, two, I'm just scanning down. I see six people who are industry people, quote unquote. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? Who understand what the conversation that me and you having back and forth right now. You understand? I understand the series of what we're saying. So I'm going to look at it and I'm going to say this. I'm glad that you decided to do what you did and take
right.
your career into your own hands because, frankly, I felt like you can do just the same thing if you are the type of artist with the street grind and credibility and everything
right.
that could be is being on your own without that imprint. You feel what I'm
mean,
saying?
You know, and that's really where we at now. You feel me? You know, man, I've been on my deal maybe 3-4 months, man. I probably got 4-5 deals on the table right now. Like, literally, everybody ready to go. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just on me trying to pick the right label who's going to market and promote me the way that I'm supposed to be done. You
right.
feel me? And I want to say this to all my fans, man. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the support because, you know, and on the underground scene, I'm just as big as any one of these niggas on TV. You feel me? It's no hood. You can't go to no hood in America and they're not going to bring up Blood Raw. I'm just not that much of a bragger. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, when my Like a True Testimony came out, because I do have a fan base, an established fan base, my album came out, number 4 album in the country. You feel me? You can go check Billboard on this shit. You feel me? This ain't nothing that I've been talking about. This is some real shit, you know, versus motherfuckers that's on BET and the radio every day. Louis Bag never, ever made BET. You never seen Louis on BET, not one day. You feel me? I never did Rap City. I never did 106 in Park. I never did none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? But for me to come out and have the number 4 album in the country was a success. But for me, it wasn't because I know where I should have been and the type of album that I had. But the album is a classic. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
I mean, you know, you can do your research. It is what it is. You feel me? But
right.
at the end of the day, it's not going to stop me because I do this shit for real. I make good music. I'm consistent and I go hard. And y'all just lay around for the me and Team Blood Raw. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be bigger and better.
Exactly. All right, so let me take some of these fellas on the phone line because I see them hitting the number 1. They want to holler at you. We got somebody from the Bang and Bay on the 850, and I really want to take these calls. El Panama, you know the homie from the Bay, right? What's happening, homie?
What's up, man?
All
Where
right, 678-779. I think that's the other homie from the Bay also. I'm going to take that call. It's an Atlanta number, but I think he's from the Bay also. And I got a couple of more 850s on the line, so I'm going to try and squeeze all you guys in. So, what's up? I said El Panama, but tell him who you are so he know who you are, homie.
Hey, what's up? I can't call him Blood Raw. I know this nigga as Lil Bruce Jr. from Bay Harbor.
What's good with it, nigga?
Hey, boy, this Corey Jones, man.
What's happening with him?
Chilling, man, chilling. Hey, I got to tell you one thing, man. I told myself I was going to tell you. I'm proud
up,
of you,
bro?
Nigga. I'm
man,
proud
I appreciate
of you, nigga.
It, bro. I appreciate it, brother. And it means a lot to me, man, because I know that it's a lot of people in the city, man, who really are proud of me. You know what I'm saying? And it inspired a lot of y'all, man. I grew up with a lot of cats. You know what I'm saying? A lot of cats seen me come up, seen what I used to do or whatever. And I get a lot of calls on the personal phone, you know what I'm saying, and niggas be telling me. So, you know, I don't get discouraged, man, about what the haters be talking about, man. So that's why I had to clarify that shit earlier about why I don't come to the crib like I know I should, you feel me? But it's bigger than that, you know what I'm saying? So as long as y'all know, man, what it is with me, man, and how I represent this shit for real, then that's all I got to worry about.
Exactly, man, because I've been knowing you since them Springfield Tynemite days, man.
Oh, man.
You was a thorough nigga back then at the age of 7, and you
believe
a thorough
that.
Nigga now.
Believe that.
Hey, it just makes me smile when I see you on TV or in the Ozone and just see, you know, I'm like, damn, that nigga made it. Because, you know, a lot of folks, old and young, used to say you weren't gonna be shit.
Oh, yeah,
know?
Believe that. You know I got
and
it.
You,
you know
was,
I got
and you
that.
Was going to die. And you was probably
exactly.
going to die before you were 21.
I was the one nobody wanted their kids to hang with. You feel me?
I tell
people all the time, bro, you know why I go so hard, my nigga? Because I don't know nobody from Panama City in the NFL or in the NBA that I can look up to and say, man, he's from the crib. That's my homeboy. I don't know nobody like that.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. It makes you go hard. That's what I tell people, man. I'm like, yo, when I seen that nigga, when he got on and I seen him making the power moves he was making, I felt like that. I was like, man, this is somebody. And these niggas don't even know the half, man. This nigga came, when Blood came up here to Atlanta, man, and he needed somewhere to record, and I was in a position to help this brother out. Tell him, Blood, how hard I went, and I tried, nigga. Like, this is why me and this nigga is on a whole other level, because I did things to try and help this man's career, because I felt like, and I'm an artist. See, a crab
exactly.
nigga wouldn't do that. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
A crab
exactly.
nigga would not have done what I've done, but see, there is no bitch in me, and there is no crab nigga in me. I'm not built that way. You feel what I'm saying? So when
exactly.
I seen I was in a position to help this man get his shit to the next level, I was like, look, I'm going to help you do this, dog, because you from the crib. I know you from home. You know what I'm saying? And we didn't even hang out when we was jits back in the Bay. We really got, we became closer because after the fact, because we had a common interest in music. When we met up in Atlanta, we really only started hanging in Atlanta after we both was living in Atlanta. We really didn't even run in the same circles when we was home. Niggas don't even know that. But the point is, we both know we was from the crib, and it's so small, we got a lot of the same friends. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And we started
right.
hanging, and when I was in a position to help this man and help push his career to another level, I did everything I could, and that's why the man reciprocate that back. That's why the man is on this fucking show right now tonight. That's why I could call the man phone and say, man, look, I'm trying to get you on the show. We'll be and we work it out, and now he's here. But a lot of niggas just don't understand that. You feel what I'm saying? So that's, I think that's where a lot of the misconceptions and hate come in. You feel what I'm saying? People may be listening to the show right now. And so it don't even make no sense. But you got one question you want to ask him, because I got another person that want to talk to him too.
No, man, I'm good, man. I just want to tell Bruce, man, I'm proud of you, dog. You and Maya, man, because the shit that y'all went through, the average
for
nigga
sure.
couldn't even come through, man. And you're right. Ain't nobody help y'all with shit. Y'all did that by y'all own. I watched that with my own eyes, man. Much love to you, man.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it.
For sure. Oh, one more question before I go, El Panama. How long you got to be fucking a chick before you get him something for Valentine's Day? We forgot about you later.
Shit,
how long?
About two years.
You sound like
nah, man, hey, man, for real, though. I mean, it depends on my relationship with that chick, man. And, you know, it depends on what she means to me. If I really generally care about her and she done showed me that she down for me, you know, like, you know, we down, I'm down for her like that, she can get something, you know. But the standard is like, you know, probably 8 months. I say 2 years. I was just joking. But the standard probably like eight months to a year, man. Shit.
8 months to a year. I'm going with that standard, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? But I get a chick something. If I was fucking with a chick for a while and she really cared and she really wanted something, I'll get it something, man. If I've been fucking with her for a year. But if she don't want nothing, far be it for me to goddamn volunteer some shit. Don't tell me you don't want nothing, because I'm going to take that shit literally. I'm just saying.
Hey, it's like Bruce said, man. She got to know something about me. She got to know about who I am, what type of food I like, what
yeah.
make me tick. What make me, you know, get on my damn nerves. So, shit, yeah. She got to prove that. She got to prove worthy.
Right. Exactly. All right, one more. I'm going to get to another caller. Hold on. 678-779.
What up?
Yo. Hey, Boogie. This is A Boogie. I know what this is. It's Al. Blood Rock. It's Al.
Yeah. What's going on?
What's up,
hey, man, good. What's happening with you, man?
Man, everything good, man. Glad to hear your voice, man.
Oh, yeah, you too, yeah.
So, Ab, did I cover pretty much the questions that you probably wanted to ask so far?
Yeah, that was some of my main ones. But I want to say the blood. You know, when we was when we were moving you that day downtown by the state, by the Braves Field.
Right.
And I told you, I said, man, I don't think that's going to work, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you and old boy, you know,
yeah,
but
you
I just had that feeling because you was, like, so above that,
right.
you know.
Right.
You know, I know what kind of music he pushed. I know what kind of music you were doing at the time, you know. Like, I knew how you and Blue both were just, you know, banging, you know, coming, you know. But,
right.
you know, I didn't feel it was a good fit, you know.
I mean, you know, and just being real, bro. You know
uh-huh.
what I'm saying? Like, I can't get in this conversation with a lot of people. You feel me? Because
I don't understand. Exactly.
But because y'all know me, you feel me? Y'all know that I don't care about the fame or the glory. Like, I'm a genuine nigga, bro. I'd rather him shine than me, but just do what you're supposed to do for me, my nigga. You feel me?
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, man, everything in the dark gonna come to the light. You feel me? And
one
thing I know is that I could go to sleep knowing that everywhere I went, and I've been to every state in America, bro. You feel me? I represent that shit. You can't mention USDA without mentioning Blood Raw. You feel me? Like,
USDA
is Blood Raw, bro. So, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got to get into that. I ain't got to get into no arguments with no publications or none of that bullshit.
Exactly.
Even them niggas know what it is. You feel me?
No need to.
Exactly. I'm going to do me, man. And I'm going to continue to put out good music. You feel me? Hopefully they'll do them. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But at the end of the day, Jeezy going to do Jeezy, and it ain't even going to be done by nobody else.
without revealing too much about the Weeknd, you know, Blood, you know, who is that? Ab, you got a computer on, Ab?
Huh?
You got a computer on?
No, I ain't got a computer on.
I keep hearing an echo. What the fuck am I hearing an echo at? I don't know. Some kind of way I'm hearing an echo. Anyway, hopefully we'll be on the show. But look, you know Fred is getting married Saturday, right, Blood?
Yeah,
he getting married Saturday. So Ab is in charge as the best man, and that's bruh. He's in charge of the bachelor party. So the party's gonna be going down. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the wedding too. Ab's in the wedding, of course. Best man, bruh. You feel me? And we're gonna go ham. If you're in Atlanta, Blood, you need to call my phone.
Yeah, you definitely need to call.
Call my phone.
Yeah.
To give people exposure and for my people to call in, man. This is the best. This is the favorite part I love about this damn show and having this shit and everything, man. You feel what I'm saying? Moments like this, man. This shit, bro. I love this shit. You feel me?
Yeah. I don't miss hanging out, bro.
Yeah.
I know we
right?
do it.
I know it, man.
Yes, sir.
Anybody else on the line wants to hear the new Blood Raw Blizzard collaboration or what? When is that gonna happen? Anybody else interested? Anybody?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're supposed to do that again.
You got to do that again. Blood, can for the people online, when can the Blood Raw Blizzard collab happen again?
Man, we can do that ASAP. You feel me?
You heard it, K100. I got him on MP3. I got him on record. Keep it to the ground. I already got the beat on deck. It's going down. You heard it first, K100. The new Blood and Blizzard is going to happen. It's documented. Check. Set. Oh, nigga. Oh, and I got to get back on the chessboard. Period. Point.
Man, you don't want to see me.
Man, don't y'all even go there again.
Man,
He barely beat me.
But you don't want to give up, man.
It's only because Blood did it again, and I haven't. And niggas know when you go to prison, that's what the fuck you doing, that motherfucker. That's it. I can beat any nigga. Niggas who go to prison can beat me. What the fuck can I do? I ain't did a bid. What you want to do? Come on. Jesus. I'm getting to one more song, and then I'm going to come back to these other 850 numbers and the rest of the calls on the line. Blood, can I play one more and come back to you?
Man, let's get it, man. Whatever you want to play.
Your Valentine's Day 2 thing, Blue.
Now, wait, you married. I don't even know if you really qualify.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you.
Go ahead.
I feel blood on that situation. You know, if you feel the girl, period, if y'all kicking it, you know, Valentine's Day, you know, you're going to basically give them something. You know,
I don't even know why Blue trying to act like he's just
so
hard.
You know what I'm saying?
He knows. That bullshit, man.
Exactly, man. He knows. He knows, man.
People. You can't expose me to my audience, damn it! I'm going to the song. It's outrageous. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. My homie Blood Raw's on the line. We've had an excellent episode, 157. I'm playing another Blood Raw joint, and then we're coming right back to it, all right? I think this one is, let's see. I got Celebrate. We're going to run Celebrate. This is what we're running. Blood Raw. Hang on.
I put this on the hood, homie.
Yeah.
This for every block in America. I salute you.
This is dedication. A celebration. We'll be right back.
all motherfucking day long, man. The fuck are you doing? Tell a hater to kill their motherfucking self. What the fuck you mean, nigga? Episode 157. K1's Internet Radio. B. Rothstein is on the line. What's happening, homie?
Man, everything good, man. Everything
oh,
good.
Man, man. I love that record. I love that record. I
man,
love
I just
that.
Shot the video. I just shot the video to that thing, too, man. It's
you know what?
Crazy.
You know what? We got to talk about all the video shoots and stuff that I'm not knowing about and I'm not invited to. We got to discuss
man,
that.
You know what's crazy, though, Blue? Like, this is the craziest shit in the world, but it's what a lot of people don't know, man. Literally, man, I done shot a video, man, in every pretty much main state in the state of Florida so far. You know what I'm saying? I done shot videos in Detroit. I done shot videos in North Carolina. Like, that's what I want to do different and create a whole other type of fan base by bringing my videos to the city where other people got things going on where I'm not even from. You know what I'm saying? And if you notice my video, you see a lot of people come out and support. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not even from the city. You know what I'm saying? So just imagine, man, if I was in my city, man, you know, they probably had a fire monsters out that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, I just want to say, man, you know, I get a lot of good, man. Like I say, man, you can't go to do good in America, man, and then not bring up Blood Raw name. You feel me? But a lot of niggas be wondering why I be doing so many shows because my mixtape game is incredible. It's helped me my whole career. You know what I'm saying? And I do them just like albums, but I know how to separate mixtape music from album music.
Right, that's a major thing that a lot of artists are missing. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So I got about 13 minutes left in the show. So what I'm going to do is try to zip through a whole bunch of these calls. I know I see a couple of 850 numbers on the line, and I'm pretty sure they just want to call in and just shout out you and support you. You feel me?
Sure.
I'm getting ready to open up some of these phone lines. We got about a couple more minutes left in the show. I'm going to let you guys holler at Blood. You feel what I'm saying? And give him a shout out, holler at him, ask him a quick question or whatever. Or if you want to tell me how long you got to be fucking somebody to give him a gift, by all means, tell me. 44399, you up first. Hello? Hello? 44399? Okay.
They must have got shot.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, Keisha F. Keisha F., what's happening, babe?
Hey.
What's going on?
Hello? Nothing. Chilling, same old.
What's going on? You want to holler at me? You want to holler at Blood? What's popping?
Well, sure. I'll holler at both of y'all. What's going on?
We chilling. This is A5O.
Hey, Blood.
Don't you know
what's
Blood?
Up? What's up?
Or, yeah.
Tell her who you is then. You on the phone line. Tell them who
you is. Oh, yeah. It's Keisha. I used to live next door to your grandma in the project.
That's what's up.
Man, I'm crazy, little sister.
Oh, okay. Keisha, what up, Nick?
Hey, what's going on?
Chilling.
So let me ask you a quick question real quick, Keisha. How long does somebody got to spend what you expect to get? Real quick.
I don't know, like 6-8 months, something like that. I mean, I don't expect anything right off the bat because I'm not going to get you anything right off the bat. So, you know.
That makes sense. What you think about that last song we played with Blood? You like that one? I like that record.
It was good. I like the other one better, the last one, or the one before that one better, though.
Talking about beat the pussy up?
Yeah, it was a little better, you know. For the ladies, you know.
She's in a bit of a drought, Blood. She's
yes, I'm in a drought. This is
man,
ridiculous. We got to do something about it.
Wow. I'll be in Panama City soon.
What
you feel me?
Hey.
What you mean? How? Who do you?
I thought you said you wanted Scrooby to fulfill your groupie fantasy.
Right, a groupie fantasy. That was, you know, hypothetically speaking.
Yeah.
In a perfect world.
Keisha either gotta be crazy, because ain't no way Keisha in a drought and she look how she look.
Well, you know this is Panama City. I keep trying to tell people this is Panama City, and the black men don't like black women. Bottom line, I'm not gonna take it back.
You're not black though. You're not black. You like shit.
Oh, that's what it is.
She being picky, dog. What it is? She just being picky. That's all that shit is. I told her. You being too damn picky.
Okay.
Fuck something.
Yeah, I think so.
Let a nigga beat it up. I drive by. Volunteer myself.
All white boy.
All I can do is give myself to the cause.
You gonna donate to the cause?
That's all I can do is donate to the cause. Thanks for calling. You wanna ask if I could jump to the next two callers? Because I got
I mean he answered my question. I wanted to ask, you know, why he don't ever be, you know, really chilling out in Bay County, but he already answered the question, so I'm good.
Okay, that's what's up. Hopefully all you 850 people, and even the ones that's on the line now that didn't get a chance to call in at the beginning of the show, Blood already broke down why the fuck you don't really see him in the Bay like that. It might go over some of you lame motherfuckers' heads, you know what I'm saying? But if you listen closely, goddammit, you'll understand why the man can't really just do it like that in the city. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? Now, if you really support a nigga, you'll drive your ass to Tallahassee, or you drive your ass down to Orlando or Duval or 4 hours up north to Atlanta and support the nigga anyway. You'll download the song.
But you know what, though, bro?
What
up? I would be home more if it weren't so many police-ass niggas tell when I come there.
Right.
You feel
me? That's the thing alluding to what you said earlier. You feel what I'm saying?
The thing about it is, if you know me, you know I love Panama City. That damn near had to give me. You really did have to give me a fair chance to get up out of that motherfucker. I love my city, man. You feel
right.
me?
Right.
But the bullshit that go on in that motherfucker, man, is no opportunities, man, and that's something that I'm working so hard for to bring back to the city, man, because if you grow up in a city where you have nothing other than doing wrong, then you don't know nothing but wrong.
Exactly. You know what, bro? I don't think we ever talked about it, but I have a similar dream. You feel me? I have a similar dream. You feel me? About that? About actually about getting on the damn, you know, getting down there and actually making a change. When we get to this next level, and when you get to this next level, I want to go down there. We need to click up and get together as black men. As black men, and bring some opportunities back down there for them other little young black boys who looking up. You feel me? Down there. You feel what I'm saying?
Believe that.
It's a big dream of mine, man. So hopefully at some point in our future, man, as long as we keep grinding and keep trucking this thing out, that's going to happen at some point.
Man,
you feel
it's going to come about. Trust me.
You know what I mean? God damn it. The Wilson brothers can't run the commission all the fucking forever. God damn it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. They're good people, but God damn. Our generation got to do something. They got to die at some point. You feel what I'm saying? And we the leaders, man. We the leaders. Even if we ain't staying there, we still the leaders. We got to go back.
Believe that.
I'm wholeheartedly not even bullshitting a little bit about what I just said. All right.
Definitely.
Fuck, Blood. The contest. What the fuck?
I'm gonna say this, man.
Okay.
I don't know how long we got. You feel me? But I just want to congratulate all the women. I did it different, bro. Like you feel me? Like I said, man. Today was a very special day to the women in the world. I lost my mama when I was 12 years old, you feel me? Anybody that know me know that my sister is my heart, you feel me? So when it comes to women, man, that's a real, real special thing in my life. So like I said, man, I did this take for every woman in the world. This chick flick was y'all Valentine's Day gift from Blood Raw. You know what I'm saying? We got some numbers, man. I don't even know if we got enough time.
I got the numbers. Hold on a second. I can go. I got 3 hours on the show. You feel what I'm saying? So
okay.
I want to make sure that I can, because I can, but I got to do this dial-out thing that you want to do right here so we can call these people before.
Right.
And all the 850s, stay on the line. I promise I'll get to your phone line. The Blood can hang around, but I got to do this dial-out feature before 10 o'clock. So I got 5 minutes. So who do you want to dial out and congratulate?
Yeah, let's at least try to call 2 people. You feel me?
All right. Let's see. The first person that we're going to try and dial for the contest is Bianca. All right?
Okay. All right, cool.
Get her on the line. You feel me?
Yeah.
Thanks, Bobby T, for texting me at the last minute. Well, actually, I just saw my phone. Damn it. But she did come through. Shout out to Mommy T. Shout out to Florida J. We dialing Bianca right now.
Shout out to Blood Raw Entertainment, man.
Everybody, the whole BRE. We dialing Bianca. Hopefully she answers.
Follow her date.
I be on a Valentine's Day. What's going
Bianca?
On?
Happy Valentine's Day, Bianca.
Hello?
Hello?
Happy Valentine's Day, Bianca.
Who is this?
It's Blood
Raw. Oh, see?
Right.
How you doing?
Thank you.
You all right? You having a good Valentine's?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, well, I just wanted to call you and tell you happy Valentine's, make sure that your day was going good, wish you a happy Valentine's, you know, and just let you hear my voice.
Well, thank you. You too.
Bianca, are you on a Valentine's Day date right now?
No, I'm not.
Did you get anything for Valentine's Day today?
No, my husband is in prison, so I didn't get nothing.
Oh, but you holding it down one time. You holding it down out here on the outside. That's what's up.
That's real right there.
We got to give you another round of applause. Holding it down for the man locked down inside. This is Blizzon. By the way, I'm the host of K1H Internet Radio. I'm calling you live from my radio show. Blood is on my radio show, and he said he was just going to dial a couple of people out on the show to wish them a happy Valentine's Day. So, you know what I'm saying? Thanks for participating and being a good sport about it, all right?
Thank you.
All right.
Okay,
bye.
All right.
Hey, you can stay on the phone line if you want to, though. You just don't hang your phone up. You can hear the rest of the show. Would you like to stay on the show?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, then just don't hang up. I'll just keep your mic closed. All right. All right. We got one more. We got to dial out. Let's see if we can get one more here for Blood. Let's see. Oh, this is an 850 number. Let's see if we can get this 850 number. We got some 850s on the line. So I'm going to try and do this 504. Let's see. 504. And, all right, let's see if we can get Angelica on the line.
The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check the number and dial again. Or dial 611 for customer assistance.
Okay. That one didn't work. That was the number that I was sent, but I'll try another one. All right, let me try this one right here. Okay. Hold on a second. All right. This is a 478. I don't even know what area code that is. What is that? You know what that is?
Yeah, that's Macon.
Oh, Macon. Let's try to get Macon on the line. I don't have a name with this number, so we're just going to say it. I guess. I don't know.
Plus.
Yo.
What?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Who is this?
This is Blood Raw.
Oh, well, thank you.
Who is this? I didn't get your name.
This is Angelica.
Angelica?
Yes.
Oh, I just tried to call you. We just tried to call you another number. Well, how's your day going?
My day's going fine. How's your day going?
It's cool. You having a good Valentine's?
Yeah, I had an okay Valentine's.
What was okay about it?
I mean, it was okay.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to call you to be happy Valentine's. Make sure everything was going good. Make sure you had a good day.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right.
Hey Angelica. Bye. Angelica, we're calling you from K1's Internet Radio. I'm the host, Blizzom. My homie Blood Raw is calling you via my radio show. Did you happen to get anything for Valentine's Day today?
No. I got a phone call from Blood Raw, so yeah, I got something.
That's it? Well, that's good enough for you, right?
Yeah, that was good enough.
All right. If you want to hang on, if you don't hang your phone, you can hear the rest of the show, all right? Just don't hang the phone up, okay?
Okay.
All right. I gotta give you guys a quick disclaimer, really quick, and you gotta be fast, and I mean absolutely fast. If you're listening to me out there on the internet, you've gotta dial 347-934-0966. You got about 30 seconds. We're coming up to the end of the live internet streaming portion of the show, but the show does continue via the switchboard and phone lines, but you gotta be on the phone line. You gotta make it quick too. 347-934-0966. Once again, 347-934-0966. Gotta dial in. You got like 15 seconds. 347-934-0966. In order to be a part of the rest of the show, the rest of the show, we're gonna push on a little bit as long as my homie can stay on the phone lines. All right. So you got about 5 seconds. 347-934-0966. All right. Make sure you do that. Make sure you hit the phone lines up. You feel what I'm saying? Try and do that, and you can be a part of the show. All right. Shout out to Bianca and Angelica for participating on the show, for being a part of K100 Internet Radio, and my homeboy Blood. You feel me? Now, Blood, I got about 3850 numbers that I would like to answer their calls, because they are calling from the crib and they maybe want to ask you a question and say something to you. Can you hang around for a quick second?
Let's get it, bro.
All right, let me go ahead and jump to these 850s out here. 850-982.
Hey. Hey, Bruce, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Who is this?
It's Rosenia.
Huh?
It's Rosenia. How are you?
Oh, what's going on?
Nothing. I just wanted to say hey, that, and I'm happy that your career is going on, and keep doing what you're doing.
And I got your message on Facebook, too. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she said that kind of like, hey, Blood, how you doing? No, I'm saying,
we went to school together. We went to school together, so.
Yeah.
You know. Okay, fine. Huh? I'm just saying. All right. I'm going to be good. I'm going to be nice. We'll play nice. Thanks for calling in, Ruthie. You're my Facebook friend, too.
I know, but I know Bruce.
Oh, you cute. Oh, so since you know Bruce, he can get the pussy, but I can't. Okay, fine. So that's how we playing it now? That's how we playing it?
No comment.
I love it.
Thank you. Thank you, Bruce.
I'm Bruce. I'm a kid.
Go ahead.
In school, we were sweethearts.
Thank you.
Oh, really? You are?
Yes.
Did y'all train up Valentine's Day heart, candy shapes in school and card?
Hey, I was a player, Blue Dye. Don't play.
Oh, well, that's what's up, man. Look what K100 does. I reunite old flames. I fuck them up, baby. That's what I do over here. Okay? I'm not just a rapper. I told you, motherfucker. Okay.
That means crazy.
All right, so let me go jump to the next caller, because since we're in overtime, and I want to make sure I grab all my people on the line. Stay on the phone routine. Don't hang up. Hey, if you're on the phone line, make sure you're somewhere where you got a good signal, because if you dump out, you will not be able to call back in. And I still got about 26 people on the phone, so obviously you guys want to be here. But make sure you're somewhere where you can keep a good signal. You feel me? Because when we go into the third hour of the show, we stop streaming live on the Internet, and the only thing that works is the phone lines, okay? So make sure you're good, okay? 850-619, you on K100.
What's up? This is Latita. I'm calling from Pensacola. And I don't know. I want to say what's up to Blood Raw. At first, I couldn't stand because I had a little dumbass boyfriend at school. He was so street. But I just really listen to your music, and it's straight.
That's what's up, baby. Appreciate it. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you this. This is Blizzum. Did your street-ass boyfriend, did he get you something for Valentine's Day?
I don't have one of them people, though.
You don't have one of them people? What the fuck, Charlotte? What the fuck is
boyfriend? I don't have a boyfriend, man, because it's just too much. I'm 22, and I like to go off and do my own thing.
You right.
Instead of every time wrapped up and worry about being with a dude right now. I tried it when I was a little bit younger, and I don't want it right now.
I know, you just want to do your thing, right? Yeah. Something like
every
that.
Time go out. Huh?
Something like that right there. Want to get your groove on. You don't want no room.
Yeah.
You
want somebody for that. But other than that.
You want to be able to fuck who you want to fuck when you want to fuck with, Charlotte. Just say it.
No, hell no, not that. If I want to go chill somebody, I can go do that. I don't fuck them. That's why I don't have too many friends. We be friends for a minute, then when I don't fuck, they be gone. But I don't be wanting to. Nah, I don't want to go fuck everybody.
Deuces. Okay, fine. That nigga just gonna hang around you, Charlotte, when I get no pussy. They do that at? Who do that? You know what they call?
I mean, you know, they think they gonna get some pussy, but then after they find out that I ain't coming up off of it, then, you know, they start answering my phone calls, they start coming around, they find out they ain't getting nothing.
You must not be attracted to them like that.
I mean, I do, but shit, I know they just be attracted to me sometimes for sex, because if they can't talk to me for like 2 months without fucking, then that must mean they just want to fuck. But if they come around me and kill me, that means they want
that's
more than fucking.
That's understandable.
That's understandable. That's a nice little amount of time. Slight amount of time. You feel me? 2 months, you know what I mean? I don't just approach a woman off the top and try to hit off the top, whatever. 2 months, you know, we can go 2 months, 6 months down the line, couple dates. You still ain't gave her the pussy? I'm going to stop calling you. That's how it works.
And you say what?
I'm going to stop calling you, shawty. I'm not fucking with you.
Hey, I ain't going to be mad at him, shit, because that means... Hey, I ain't going to be mad at him. My pussy still mine. They ain't had a chance to experience me. So, I mean, we can talk for 9 months, and then I fuck them. And we fucked out of 2 months, and we be fucking, and then we only talk for 9 months, and then they be like, okay, she old. Let me go on to the next one. I'm going to feel used as fuck.
But I'm gonna tell you this though. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna give you the real shit you ever heard, right? I'm gonna say two things, and I'm glad we're on the radio with this. First of all, let me tell you how a nigga work. The right nigga, if he got something going on, I'll wait 2 years to get that pussy. And when they get that pussy,
and he did.
And this is what I'm saying though. And they felt like you done tried them, then you're not gonna be together. So who's to say that you put a time frame on getting a nigga a pussy? Because if he want to be with you, he's going to be with you. If he don't, he's not going to be with you. There's no time frame to make a nigga be with you. Like, just because y'all kicked it for a year, that's going to make y'all have a relationship? Hell no.
You right.
You just wasted your time, and you wasted his time. Now, if you pay attention and you know what's going on, then you'll find out if a nigga for you or he's not for you.
Right. But you got that?
Too.
You got that, right? You heard that? All the way from Flood Raw, all the way to Pensacola. But if it's Blizzard, you fucking or get out. Now, next caller. 850-960. Stay on the line, though. 850-960-03. You on the phone with K100. What's popping?
What's up? This is Tamika calling from Panama.
What did you do, Tamika? Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding on. It took me a long time to get to all the way to all these calls, but I had.
And I kept switching back and forth until I heard you. I heard you was getting close and close and close. I said, okay, I'll wait. I just wanted to say what's up to everybody. I don't really call that much, but I love you.
Thank you. What's up? You want to say something to Blood? He's hometown, too. Holler at him.
Blood Raw, you know who this is?
No.
Tanika Ford.
Oh, what's up, sis?
Okay, that's what I'm saying. What Ada May? I miss y'all.
What's going
Bay
on,
Harbor
girl?
Days. Nothing much. I'm going to tell my mom I talked to you, too. You know Miss Cindy.
Yeah, tell her I said hey.
I'm glad you're doing good. I'm glad you're repping the South. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Long as it's the South, I'm with it. I don't listen
that.
To that up north kid mess. But you know what I'm saying? If you get a chance to holler at them, you know they listen to our music way more than we listen to theirs.
It's all good, though.
I have some up north people fans. Please don't run off my New York and Philly fans on the show.
Oh, they can be. I'm just saying I don't listen to it. I might listen to it because you don't have no choice sometimes, but I don't purchase it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's understandable. But everybody's got their preferences, though. It's no big deal. Everybody like what they like. That is what it is with that. Well, hey, thanks for calling the show. I really appreciate the support. You feel what I'm saying? I really do. You know what I mean? And, it's good to hear from people. I love having, like, hometown talent on the line, and then the hometown actually show the love and call into the show. And I had a lot of 850s on the line tonight. So you guys really called in and represented. You feel what I'm saying? I guess all the hateration really ain't spreading. Or it really ain't as bad because a lot of people called in from the Bay tonight. You feel what I'm saying?
No, I don't hate on nobody. I love both of y'all. I'm glad both of y'all doing y'all thing or whatever. And, you know, I just want to say shout out. Y'all did hang on so I could say good evening to both of y'all. And happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's, too.
You too. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody on the phone. All my ladies, you feel me? I talk a lot of shit. I go hard. I joke and play or whatever. But at the end of the day, those who know me know for a fact that I'm not really a disrespectful person. I never put my hands on a woman. I got all the love in the world. I got plenty of songs. Some of my best songs are songs giving shots out to women. You feel what I'm saying? You know, and bigging up women. You feel what I'm saying? And so you guys don't think that I'm just be talking all the shit I'm talking tonight. Like, I really don't give a fuck. My black women are queens. I love all y'all dearly. You feel me? So y'all have a happy Valentine's Day. But I will keep it 100. God damn it. If you ain't fucking that nigga, keep your hands to yourself and don't be holding out on Valentine's Day. That's all I got to say. That's just the goddamn truth. Now, that's just fair. That's just damn fair. One more call. 954.
Yo.
What it do?
Yo, this your girl Phoenix Net in the building. I had to give a shout out to Blood Rock. I gotta show some love. Shout out to the host holding down. I'm calling from
South Florida,
from I Feel Great Radio. So shout out to everybody listening, the fans and everything.
What's up, baby?
And also let everybody know, go to IFeelGreatRadio.fm, check out Blood Raw, Let Them Hate video, also Soul Food Tuesday download, so you already know. And come in and tune in on Saturday for Blood Raw, because he's going to be in the building. So
Believe it. Shout out
to everybody, Blood Raw, keep doing your thing.
All right, tell him how to get to your show, because I don't know you, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you calling in, showing love to the homie and to the show, so tell him how to get to the show so they can check that out. Yeah, that's how it is over here.
All right, it's ifeelgreatradio.fm. That's F-E-E-L-G-R, the number 8, radio.fm. So.
All right, that's what's up.
Right there. We just had right. DJ Symphony in the building today, so you already know.
Right, you sound like you kind of sexy. Blood, you know what she look like? Is she hot?
I'm
kind of zooted, but you already know I had to just stay on the line. It was kind of long, so.
Exactly. All
right.
Go ahead, Blood.
Now, I was just going to say, Phoenix are real good people, Blue. Somebody you need to get to know. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to exchange contacts. They do their thing, man. They out of the Fort Lauderdale area. You know what
okay.
I'm saying? They cover a whole big audience. You do your music, man. You need to get, you know what I'm saying, her number, y'all exchange numbers or whatever, so you can get on the show, you know what I'm saying, and try to, you know, network like that. You feel me?
Exactly. Just recommended by the homie. I'm definitely trying to meet you. Can we make that happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can make that happen. Appreciate that, Blood, right? Always support, so you already know. We get it in.
For sure.
All right, well, I need to get up with you some kind of way on via Facebook, Twitter, and phone number or something. So.
Oh, you can check me out on Twitter on Phoenix Net. That's FENXNETTE.
FEN. Say it again, damn it, man.
I'm sorry. FENXNETTE.
All right, FENXNETTE.
Yeah.
All right.
Just
go also
to ifeelgreatradio.fm. You'll find us.
Right. Hey, Blood, do me a favor. If you're a friend, just like give me an at blizzard to her to make sure I got this spelt right, if you can.
I got you. I'm going to give you the info, though.
All right. You want mommy to you, somebody to give me up. I need to holler at her. You feel me? Thanks for calling into the show. I'm really appreciated. All right. One more call, and we're going to let this guy get off the phone line. He's been on the line. He's been gracious enough to stay on the line with me. I got a private caller, so I can't even tell who this is. Private caller? K100 Radio. Hello?
What's up? It's L.
Oh, LL, what's happening, baby?
What's going on?
I'm glad I came to this private line. I was about to skip it. Why are you calling me from your number?
I don't know what's going on with my phone right now. It's doing that.
Blood, you know what this is. This is LL from 107.
LL.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What's up, girl?
Look. I just want to make one comment for sure. I had to make sure I said this, so I'm so glad you did come to the line. In reference to Bay County and all the talent that's in the city, you said y'all have to go back and do something. But what I really want to put out there is what y'all are doing now is better than anything y'all could ever do going back. Because I've stated this once, and I'm going to state it again. You're only a star if your light shines further than your own backyard. And y'all are showing that to all them dudes and all them females in Panama City with talent that they have to get up out of that city in order to make themselves what they really want to be, in order to spread their wings. So keep doing what y'all are doing, and that's the best lesson. That's the best thing you could ever show them or teach them on any day.
Exactly. That's really true. No, truer words haven't been spoken tonight. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I really, of course, you know, everybody who listens to K100, because L calls into the show frequently, you know what I'm saying, LL, you know, she used to.
You need to let L do a segment on the show, man. You know L be killing the radio shit, man.
Oh, yeah, L got free reign on the show, but when L come on the show, you know, she has free reign. We haven't worked out a segment. You know she's on the, you know she's back on the air up in Carolina, right? Do you know that?
Yeah, I came to the club, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she already know if she ever want to do anything like that, she know it's nothing over here. She already know what it is.
For
you
sure.
Feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's just never been talked about between us, but she already know it's nothing. I already know.
Sure.
You know, as far as her being media and radio, I respect her immensely. She did FM radio, which is a far,
sure.
chicken animal than this. You know what I'm saying?
Believe that.
Feel me? It's a whole nother ball game. You feel me? So of course she always that's she knows that. You feel me? I'm really glad that I'm so glad I came to that phone line because I was about to say I ain't gonna do the private caller, but I'm glad I did. L, did you get a Valentine's Day gift today?
Yes, I did. I actually got a Valentine's Day gift yesterday. But you know, Valentine's Day for me is more important for my kids. So they ran rampant through Hollister and they got laptops for Valentine's Day and they were the happiest kids on the block.
This whole thing you got with giving your kids stuff for Valentine's Day. What did you get? Did you get something from a guy?
Yes, I did. I got a teddy bear and chocolate.
Oh, so you saw something? The drought anymore,
So yeah, and I got some sunflowers because I love sunflowers way more than I love roses. So yes, I got sunflowers.
Y'all, sorry.
You know I'm gonna avoid that question all day.
Hey
y'all, it look exactly how she sounds. Don't get fucked up.
Right. All right, we'll get ready to shut it down. I'm going to conclude the show. Thanks, all right?
Of course.
Stand by. Let me shut it down. All right, so we ran over a little bit. You feel me? We're about 15 minutes over. I was going to try and shut it, but I wanted to make sure I got everybody on the phone that called in. Man, what you think? I think this was a great show, Blood. You got to make sure you let everybody download. This shit is amazing.
We definitely going to take it to another level, man. You feel me? We're going to continue to promote it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to continue to put it out there, man. You know, man, I really enjoyed myself, man. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you, bro. Like, for real, anything you need from me, you know, it's the phone call away. Appreciate all the fans, man, who called in. I appreciate everybody who was listening, who didn't get a chance to talk. I appreciate y'all for following me, man, following my homeboy show, the opportunity to call in, continue to support, man. You can follow me on Twitter at True Blood Raw. You know what I'm saying? You can follow me on Facebook, Blood Raw Mr. Florida. Or you can go to rawnews.com, you know what I'm saying, and see what I got going on. Check out my videos, you know what I'm saying, and just get abreast with Blood Raw and everything that he's doing. You know what I'm saying?
All day, every day, man. All right, man. Thanks for tuning in to K1's Internet Radio. I'm getting ready to end the show. If you didn't catch the first part of the show, make sure maybe not even an hour after we're done, you can check the pod. You can check the MP3 replay version at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. And tomorrow sometime, if you want to download it to your iPod or whatever, the podcast version of the show will be up in the iTunes store up under the podcast section. Just go to iTunes, podcast. Type in K100 Radio. When you see the middle finger, that's us. I'm your host, Blizzard. I had a great time talking to one of my good friends, Blood Raw. This was a great show. Episode 157, V-Day. And by the way, if you want a gift, start putting out. K100 Internet Radio, man. I'm your host, Blizzard. I'm out, man. Deuces. I got love for everybody. You feel me? I'll holler at y'all tomorrow, man. It's going to be a long week. Let's get it.